Ayo B, what up, A? What we want them to say. Ayo B, what up, A? What we want them to say.
Definitely.
Andre Mizrahi.
Hey, America. Hey, what is going on? We are back on air. Today's the day the game.
Are you coming here?
Ooh, I'm yawning. I was eating everything. Well, you can actually get online and find the date. How you doing? Find a date, a dating game. Wait. The love connection, dating game, same shit, honey. Same shit. But anyway, how's everybody doing on this Tuesday? I hope everybody's fine and fantastic. It's real bad. You're kind of about the situation. And what is going on in everyone's life? Devonna has caused so much drama yesterday. So many people were hitting me up about this little wonderful girl today. So many people. I didn't get like probably like 15 to 20 different calls about her. And I heard the legendary Bernie Jordan is coming on the air tonight to spit out what he needs to say. He said he definitely wanted to come on air and talk about and definitely talk about his house, and definitely Devonna too. I think you pronounce her name like Devonna or something like that. So definitely I will love for Bernie to come on, so he'll be on sometime tonight. I think he's going to call. And if he don't, then we'll call him if he can't get online. But we'll definitely have the legendary icon Bernie Jordan on air sometime tonight before we click off. How you doing? The flyer for the 10,000 with all the categories is up. They're definitely up. You could actually go to Tins of Chops and you'll see a link with the 10,000. Just click on it and take you straight to the flyer. Or you could go to Walk For Me and you click on that and it'll take you straight to the flyer. Wherever you see a click of a $10,000 banner, you could just click on it wherever you see it at. And it would definitely take you straight there to it. Okay? How you doing? And tomorrow is the mini ball. The mini ball tomorrow is definitely a regular mini ball, but we're going to have two mini grands, which is going to be runway and performance because the weekend is coming. So I'm going to have a little one to lay it back and be comfortable. But tomorrow is definitely the regular price always, and it's going to be runway and performance. That's going to be grand prize so far. I might try to ease another one in there. It just depends on how the crowd looks. It might be three grands. But, yeah, for that. So, just everybody come out and have fun for the mini ball. They've been really, really cute lately for the last 2 to 3 weeks. So, definitely, I hope everybody come out and support and have fun. How you doing? And for the 10,000, everybody start getting tables because they're starting to call me already. People are calling me for the tables. So, definitely call in. Especially all the contestants, make sure your families have tables. So definitely call in and get your tables. For the 2000, y'all got to excuse me, I've been yawning back all day. I didn't do nothing but sit in your house and watch movies, but I've been yawning back. How you doing? So, yeah, definitely get your tables and come out and enjoy yourself. I cannot wait to see. And then, you know, in about a week or two, I'm definitely going to have all the contestants up here one by one just to ask them a few questions about the 10,000 and stuff like that. So definitely, y'all will definitely see soon who's the 20 people, basically. And it might be 30 now. I don't know. It's just everybody's paying one by one. So definitely it's going to be no more than 20 to 30 people competing for the $10,000. That's a lot of people, and it's a lot of different houses, so we don't know who exactly is going to be the winner. So hopefully, big ups to everybody. I hope everybody take their time. And the way they calling me, and they doing weird shit, honey, so I want to see how this comes out. And I want to say big ups to, I know it's like three individuals, I'm not even going to say their name, but three individuals are coming, bitch, and they're actually in three different houses, too. They are taking their time and they are coming, so I don't know who's going to win this shit. I just know it's going to be real bandy kind and cute about the situation, and I'm going to be there perched to see who will be the first ever in ballroom history to win $10,000 for voguing. For voguing, $10,000. And it's still not late if you want to get in with them. It's anywhere from 20 to 30 people right now, but if you definitely want to squeeze in, it's not late. If you feel that you are that talented to come forth to play with this 10,000, it's not too late to play with them. You just got to know how to get help and make sure you're on point with your outfits and your presentation and your element and all the rest of it, your battle and your production, to have fun for the $10,000. So that definitely should be really, really cute. And I definitely want to see, because the promoter got very, if this one is hot, we're going to have another one, and I already know the category for it. So definitely we will see after this $10,000 how it goes, because he said he's definitely going to make a teaser for the other one just to see, and he'll give it out. If this one is a success and he feels that this one is hot, he's going to have one more. So we will see. I don't know. But I hope it will be a success, because I think anything that the ballroom gets when it comes to money, I think we deserve it. We can't get it in the industry, so I guess we got to get it with our own peers, because the industry, they just shit on us all over and stay and take all of our talent and runs with it in many different ways. So finally, we can definitely get some kind of money back from each other. How are you doing from supporting and having stuff, and then certain people that's wealthy or have change, like Jasmine and other supporters that want to give out money or whatever, comes through and gives out money, you know, just because, and that's what's hot. So definitely I hope everybody come out and support for the 10,000, because the ball is basically for our for our gay community, period. This is something that we do, this is something that's ours and not everybody's. That's why it's called the underground gay community ball and all of that. This is ours, and let's keep it ours and have fun, all right? So now, let's go straight to New York City to the legendary East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
And now, put your hands together for the bass, the real.
To the real!
Wait, hold on, wait. Legendary.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi. And now, put your hands together.
How you doing? How the fuck are you doing? America Mother is back, honey. I got some scandals and some teas and some mess and some pictures and all types of shit for you girls tonight, honey. So hold your panties, hold your boxes, because Mother's going to take off tonight, honey. How you doing? Well, see, Andre, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I'm doing great, honey. I'm doing wonderful and fine, honey. I'm sitting here on my new computer, honey. I went and purchased me a new computer today, honey. So I'm sitting here and I'm widescreen and iMac and, you know, 27 inches and shit, honey. And it's just everything, honey. I look like I got two big motherfucking 54-inch plasmas in my apartment. How you doing?
I know that's right.
Hey to all my 34 girls in the chat room. Hey to everybody that's on the phone line. Hey, Switchboard, how you doing? Yes. But we are here, honey. You know, I'm going to wait. What time is it, honey? I'm going to wait until about 11:30, you know, to give the girls the madness and the dirt and the shit that's going on, honey. But if the girls ain't following the girls on Twitter, honey, you need to start following the girls on Twitter, honey. It's all types of pictures and pornos and all types of things out on Twitter of the children, honey. But I'm going to give y'all the names and the tea and read a little bit later. So how was your day?
My day was fantastic. I didn't sit here. I didn't really do too much. I did a lot of stuff with the 10,000 and stuff like that. But other than that, I didn't really do every day. It'd be something I have to do for the 10,000. So basically, that's what my day be about. But I'm really enjoying this, so I'm having fun.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, you girls get ready, honey, for the 10,000. I'll be in the building. I will definitely be there, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Bitch, but it's some tea, honey. You know, I'm not going to wait, honey. The girls is over on the other show, Miss Thing. I'm not going to wait for them to come over here and get the tea. I guess they'll just have to go back and view the archives and, you know, and get the tea and stuff, honey. But, you know, I went to Connecticut today, honey, and came back home. Got home, honey, and it was just so much scandals and teas on motherfucking Miss Twitter, honey, with Miss Jason, 007, and John Balenciaga. I don't know what's going on, Miss Thang, honey, but girls, let me tell you, Miss Jason is in a frantic rage, Miss Thang. I guess Miss John and her broke up, Miss Thang. Miss Jason is putting up nude pictures, Miss Thang, videos of him getting his dick sucked by the children, Miss Thang, and all types of things, Miss Jason. Oh, I feel so bad for John, honey. That is why you don't let the girls take pictures of you or do to all types of things, honey. I don't have those type of pictures. You have to come and you have to see it in person, honey, and you can't take a picture when you get here in person. But Miss Jason, you need to stop putting that boy business and all his tea and everything out there.
I'm clicking over. Hold on.
Yes, girls. Miss Jason is pinning that child business in his tea or out there. Yes. Yes, girls. Yes, sexy. Jason and John was dating, honey, but they're now broken up, honey. Miss Jason has tweeted all types of nude pictures, Miss Thing. She has tweeted a video of her man cheating, getting his dick sucked by a nasty queen on Twitter. Girl, it is a mess, honey. I'm going to log on to my other computer, honey, and download the pictures to Photo Bucket, honey, so y'all can see the pictures that I get, Miss Thing. Because I got like two or three pictures. I couldn't get all of them on Twitter, Miss Thing. But I got about two or three of them, and I'm going to load them up on my computer, honey, and I'm going to pin them on Twitter, honey, and I'm going to send the pictures out to you girls, honey. As soon as Andre and Miss Whoopi and if Nicole comes on, they get on the line, and they all talking and stuff, and I have time to go and download the pictures onto my photo bucket, I'll be putting the pictures out there, honey. But, girl, if you go to Miss Jason's Twitter, honey, you'll see it on her Twitter page, honey. It's a mess, honey. She put pictures of his ass, his dick, Miss Thing, him getting his dick sucked by some child, Miss Jason. Ooh, Miss Jason, you need to stop, Miss Thing. If the child left you, Miss Thing, he just left you, girl. You don't got to put all his business in the street. He's never going to come back home now, honey. You don't put it out there for all the girls to see. So now everybody's going to be trying to get a piece of it, Miss Thing. You see what happened to Tap and the motherfucking Smiles, Miss Thing. They video got out there, girl. And everybody wanted a piece of motherfucking Smiles. Now, Tap's not smiling, Miss Jason. You won't be smiling either, because the girls will be after him really soon. How you doing? Two snaps and a finger. Yes, honey. But I'm here, honey. Andre put me on hold. Miss Whoopi, hold on. Let me send this number over to Switchboard that Miss Whoopi's calling from so she can bring Miss Whoopi on, honey, in her entertainment report, honey. And I got to see. And Miss Nicole, if you're out there listening, call in, honey. I want to hear what you got to say about this scandal that Miss Jason is in, Miss Thing. I know that's your good, good girlfriend. That's Whoopi. That's the number that Whoopi's calling from. That's my other cell phone number. I wanna see what you got to think about this, Miss Nicole, because I know Jason is your good girlfriend, Miss Thing. So I want to see what you think about him pinning his ex-lover business all out in the street, Miss Thing. It's a mess. It's a mess. I think it's just downright nasty and disgusting. Honey, I think it's downright nasty and disgusting. Honey, hold on. Sorry, wrong person. Hold on. I was talking to the wrong person. You know, I'm getting used to working this iMac, honey. Hold on. That's the number that Whoopi's calling on. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was typing to the wrong person. I sent somebody my cell phone number.
Hey, bitch, what the fuck is going on?
What is going on? What is going on?
I don't know, girl. It's a lot going on, honey. You've seen the pictures and things,
girl. When I
entertainment reporter, what do you think about those pictures and videos and things you see, girl?
Oh, some pictures are such a scam. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. I think it's very wrong. And Jason, you might have a hard time trying to find another date. Because ain't nobody going to want to date you, baby, after you done exposed that child like that. That is wrong. But anyhow, bitch, let me get off that topic. Because I'm going to leave that for you, baby. I got something on Keisha Cole. Keisha Cole's getting married to her NBA basketball player, you know. He popped a question to her, and he is so cute. He's fine. Yes, he is very fine.
I know that's right.
Bitch, Rihanna was getting her box ate, bitch, in public.
By who?
By some boy she messing with. He looked like Chris Brown to me, from what I'm seeing.
Mm-mm.
But it ain't Chris Brown. No.
What was Rihanna for getting your box ate it out?
Okay, bitch. Anyhow, do you guys remember J Boog from B2K?
What
girl?
About him, girl?
Miss Thing, he beat his baby mother, bitch.
Oh, why is it children beating the girls, Miss Thing?
Yes, he beat his baby mother down. He beat her down.
Oh, I'm gagging. The children is really beating their baby mama. Don't put your hands on the children, Miss Thing. You shouldn't be attacking the children, honey. Only person that should be attacking the children is John. Miss J.
I think he has every right to attack, too.
Mm.
But I'm not going to get too into that. Like I said, that's just crazy. It's absurd.
Oh, wait, hold on. Kurt, you follow Miss Jason on Twitter. Did you see the pictures, Kurt, and the video? Oh, work, Kurt. Kurt put the video in the chat room. Work, Kurt. Ass.
Bitch. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, so getting to this. Do you guys know Miss Teela Tequila, you know, the little bisexual Chinese Asian-looking chick? Well, the bitch got engaged to this cunt in this thing named Casey Johnson from Johnson & Johnson. She's a billionaire heiress. Well, girl, the lady died. The bitch died after she got engaged to Miss Teela Tequila.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
Chow.
Yes.
Many thanks. For all you girls that's hitting me up on Yahoo, honey, and that box where it says, what house you in, mister? You better put something in that box, honey, or you'll be a 007, honey. Everybody will go on my 007 list, honey.
And she does really have a list. Okay. Anyhow, there's more gossip on Tiger Woods. They claim he's on the down low. He's obsessed with black men with the big things. You know how that goes.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. So, all you girls, it's working Craigs, all you little butch queens, you know, just look forward to a phone call from him.
Kurt, put the pictures in there. Put the pictures in, Kurt. Put the pictures in, honey. Thanks, Kurt, for helping me out, honey. Kurt, put the video in there. Yeah, that was Miss Jar Jar getting her dick sucked by this child, honey.
Ooh.
The wrote and the tag underneath the picture. This is how you catch your boyfriend cheating with a nasty, messy young faggot. Enjoy it, everyone.
Oh, Miss Singh, that is crazy, girl. Well, it's 45 users in the chat room. Let's bring these ratings up, baby. Let's go.
Yes.
Honey.
That's John Balenciaga, and I don't know who it is that's sucking his dick, Miss Ebony. That's John getting his cock sucked by some nasty young queen. That's what Miss Jason wrote on her Twitter. This is how you catch your man getting his dick sucked by a nasty young faggot. Enjoy it, everyone.
Well, everybody in the chat room, hi. How are you guys doing? Mother, I'm going to let you take this show over, bitch, because I know it's going to be a mess today.
Mess. I need to get John up on this phone, honey, to think what he think about this situation and things, Miss Thing, because this is a mess. Honey, Miss Sexy Sapphire, you want Miss John to beat your mouth, Miss Sexy Sapphire? How you doing, Miss Sexy Sapphire? I don't know why Andre's on hold, Miss Thing. Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody put something
else. I'm here. I'm back.
Andre, are you in the chat room?
No, but you can put me in there real fast.
You get in the chat room, honey. You can see the video, honey. They put the video in, honey. Kurt, if you got the pictures, please put the pictures in the chat room, too, honey. I need the girls to see the pictures because I don't have time to download the pictures and put them up on a photo bucket and put them in. So if you got the pictures, Kurt, put them in, too, honey, because she got pictures of the child's ass and his meat and everything, Miss Thing. I'm really gagging at Miss Jason that she would do this, Miss Thing. How dare you, Miss Thing? Oh, my God. Why would she do that to that child? She just violated that child in the worst way. Hold on 1 minute, Andre. Yes, the girls are signing into the radio, honey. The girls are calling me. They're signing in. I need to get John up on this phone because I want to know how do he feel about this situation. I got so many Yahoo messages have came across my screen. Hold on. I have to see. I want to follow her on Twitter. I don't know Miss Jason Twitter. You got to get in the chat room, and they have the thing in the chat room. If you're in the chat room for the girls that's hitting me up, they have a thing in the chat room, and you can, what you call it? You can follow Jason there if you get the link, honey. Wait. Oh, hold on. Somebody just hit me up, and they say give them time, and they're going to put the pictures up in the chat room, honey. So the girls will see the pictures that's coming up in the chat room really soon. Hold on. I got a lot of Twitters that's opening it up, honey. Oh, I can't bump nobody right now, honey. I can't bump no girls right now, honey. The girls are listening right now. But when I start taking phone calls, if the girls is not talking, I will be bumping the girls off the line, honey, to get some girls up here. And, you know, don't forget, we are definitely still playing the dating game, honey. But, you know, since this was a topic about dating also, honey, Miss Jason and her mess of scandals and teas, Miss Thing, you know, I had to just put it out there, honey, you know. Because, you know, it's the dating game tonight. So if you're looking for love, in the 2010, and you want the right person in your life, call Mother Love. I'm Mother Love tonight. I'm not messy. I'm going to be Messy Kelly, and I'm going to be Mother Love also tonight. I'm going to be playing Mother Love. So, you know, call in. Drop a name. Let the girls know that you want a piece of them, honey. And, you know, see what I can work out for you. How you doing? And don't forget to follow us at www.com. www.twitter.com/tensorchops, and you can definitely find us on www.myspace.com/tensorchops, and you can be a friend, leave some comments, some suggestions for the show for 2010, honey, what y'all want to hear on the show, what y'all want to see on the show, and all types of things and madness and stuff that's going on. Oh, child, somebody told me they need to get on the show, honey. They said they got a whole bunch of pictures of Miss Jason. Oh, Miss Thing, girls, the girls are getting messy and getting dirty, honey. But, you know, I'm not going to waste no time, honey. I want to see what the girls what the girls think about this topic, Miss Thing. At 12 o'clock, I'm going to change the topic and I'm going to start the dating game. But if this gets really hot and really messy, I'll stick to this. Or I'll switch to something else because, you know, it's the dating game and it's Messy Tuesdays, and I'm definitely the messy mother from the East Coast. So I want to take some phone callers, and I want to see what callers got to think about Miss Jason posting pictures of her ex-boyfriend on Twitter and this video and all types of things. So if I have any callers that's on the phone line and you want to comment about Jason posting these pictures and how do you feel about John Balenciaga being violated like this, please feel free at this time to press 1 and come on the line with the messy mother. I'm here, and I'm ready to be a mess, and I'm ready to be a scandal. It's 2010. I'm not holding anything back, any dirt, any scandals, any teas. I'm going to put it out there. If it's Mizrahi tea, I'm going to put it out there. If it's Balenciaga tea, I'm going to put it out there. Milan, Garçon, whatever tea it is, I'm going to put it out there. It's 2010. It's a new year. How you doing? Miss Ebony, do I have any callers over there? All you girls that's hitting me up on Yahoo Message, if you're not sending me no tea, if you're not sending me no pictures, please do not hit me up from 11 to 1 o'clock or whatever time the show ends. If you is not switchboard, please do not hit me up unless you got some dirt or some motherfucker drama for me. I am working right now. I have no time for conversation. I'll speak to you after the show is over. How you doing? Oh, yes, and they got pictures of Pleasure Garçon is running around also on Twitter. Also, Pleasure Garçon is running around with his nude pictures, is running around on Twitter also with him with his ass cocked open, Miss Thing. Asshole looked like a soda can bottle went up inside his asshole and all types of things, Miss Thing, and his cock pictures and everything, honey. It's a mess, honey. Yes, girl, it is a mess. It's mess as many men, scandals and teas, honey. I don't know what's going on with the girls tonight, honey, but it's a mess. Hold on. Somebody just hit me up, and if they ain't got no pictures, I'm going to read them, honey. Well, who is this? Who is this that just hit me up? Hold on. Let me see who this is. Who's this? I think this might be John that hit me up. Because somebody just said Jason deleted my Yahoo. Oh, this is John. I'm speaking to John now. Oh, I'm speaking to John now on Yahoo. Bitch, it's a mess. Hold on, Andre. Talk for 1 minute, Andre. Whoopi, where are you at?
The girls. They always are doing something, these girls, honey.
Can you please bring Miss Whoopi back on so she can talk with Andre so I can talk with John and see if John want to come on and give me an exclusive interview on what's going on?
Hello.
Yes, you talk to Andre. Let me talk to John for a minute, see if he's going to give us an exclusive interview. Hold on.
Hey, so did you get into those pictures?
Hold on 1 second. Whoopi, hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, those pictures are circulating all over Twitter, all over. I'm gagging. I'm here with my brothers, and we're just like, our jaws are hitting the floor like, what the fuck? bitch. That's like the wrong thing to do. That's the wrong thing to do. So fucked up. But then again, you got a lot of girls who will sit there and, you know, try to destroy you and tarnish you because they can't have you anymore. They're over it, you know.
Hello?
Yes. She got maced. She lost her man. I guess, you know, she's just a miserable girl. She got beat up in Philly. Oh, Andre, are you hearing this?
I hear all this madness. I don't go. You know what? First of all, when it comes to relationships, I try to not get into them. Why? Because there's always two sides to the story.
You know
there's
what?
Really three sides. There's always one side, the second side, and the truth. So, you know, Andre sits back and don't get in the middle of none of that shit. Because at the end of the day, that's their pussies and their dicks and their assholes or whatever they're using. I don't have anything to do with it.
It's horrible that he would post those pictures like that. That's just wrong.
Miss Ebony, can you please, I just sent you over John John number.
Everything is horrible. You're right. It is horrible.
We got John John coming on the line. My lighter, please. I need a cigarette.
Hello.
Hello, John John.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? How are you?
What's going on?
Hey,
I'm
John.
I'm all right.
I'm just so appalled that you was violated like that.
Well, the thing is that those are actually the pictures of me when I was like 14 years old. Like, they're kind of like really, really old. I'm actually gagging that he actually found them or stumbled upon them or whatever like that. As far as the video of me, I'm not going to sit here and lie. Yeah, it was pretty recent, but as far as, like, anything else with
John,
Jason and I.
Please break.
Hello?
Go ahead. I know what that was. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, as far as Jason and I, like, we parted ways today, and he just, like, kind of went on a rampage and was saying a whole bunch of stuff. Hey, hack my Twitter. I don't have a Yahoo anymore. So probably from the time of like maybe 2 o'clock to like on, it was not on. It was not me on Twitter. It was not me on my Yahoo. It was not me on AIM. It was not me on anything like that. So anything that was said, if I offended anybody or if any messages offended anybody, I do apologize, but that was not me. I'm like really, really like gagging right now. I'm a little aggravated and surprised that he did this. Like, I was really, really surprised. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I genuinely, and I still do, like, I genuinely do love him, but it's just a situation where I can't, like, be in a relationship anymore. Like, I'm 19 years old. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, he's trying to control my boring career, trying to control me, and it's just like, you know, like,
I'm a liar.
Why am I lying?
Andre,
can you hear me,
Andre?
He's a liar.
Who is this on the phone?
Can you hear me?
Jason.
He's a liar. You're a liar.
Jason,
hold
I'm
on,
not
hold
lying.
Hold on, Jason. Hold on.
You're a liar. You're a liar, John John. You're a liar.
Jason, hold on. Let John John finish speaking and then you can speak. Hold on.
Okay. Like I was saying.
John John, go ahead.
I mean, there were in the past some issues as far as infidelity is concerned in our relationship, which is something that we were working on or whatever. But it just, I guess, got to the point now where he just got stuck and was just like, oh, fuck it, and I'm going to just go and post pictures and videos and say a whole bunch of stuff on Twitter or Yahoo and MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Jason, on some serious shit, like, you know what I'm saying, that shit really, 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 really hurt me. Like I'm saying, I wanted to end the relationship, like, a little differently than that. Like, I don't know where, I mean, you did that maliciously. I don't know what the point of doing that was.
Yeah, I got you malicious.
Right, exactly. That's
I got
exactly
you malicious. Because at the end of the day, John John, and I'm not going to argue with you publicly.
Hello?
When it comes down to the nitty-gritty, everything that I posted on Twitter was the truth. You're nasty. You are a mess. Your gay mother even said that you were a mess. Everything that you did has come back to haunt you. The same shit that everybody warned me about you from the door. All your friends, all your girlfriends. You already cheated with Roz Uglea. You slept with Prada. I forgave you because I knew that you were 19. I knew that you were young. I knew at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, there's different things that you have not experienced yet. But to keep dragging me into the mess of your madness when you started that shit with Anthony at the ball, you started that shit with Anthony. I got in the mood because you're my boyfriend. So if Anthony was macing you, therefore I wasn't going to let him mace you. So you got me eloping
on
that bullshit. All the shit that you ain't know. Oh, come on, Jason, come on now. I'm not going to air out all the laundry, but I have no remorse. The same malicious shit that you did to me is the same way you feel right now was the same way that I felt when you did all that bullshit. So at the end of the day, anybody could look at me and say, oh, what Jason did was wrong. please, my ass. I did what I wanted to do because I felt like that would be justification to get you back so that you can gag just like I gag. So therefore,
but honestly,
we can still go tit for tat if you like. You're not gagging at the end of the day. This is the life that you wanted, John John. You wanted everybody to gawk after you. You were going
Jason,
about getting
you
attention
do things
the wrong
for publicity
way.
Stunt.
When
this is
your
another publicity stunt of yours.
Stunt.
You do things
John John, you're
for
a publicity
stunt.
You do everything life. Who does this publicity stunt? Who gets life off the fact that their boyfriend is a nasty, disgusting Latin queen that lies and is a cheater, don't have nothing good going for himself at all? Like, please, who does that, John John? Who
but Jason, does that's the case.
Is that for you
that's
to sit
case.
On the phone for me before you your show to sit on the phone because I got all the text messages, John John. It's like I'm making nothing up. I didn't text you. You were texting me saying, oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Oh, this. Oh, Jason, I love you. Oh, this. Oh, that. But you wanted to air the dirty laundry out to all the queens. So this is what you wanted. I gave you what you wanted. You yeah. wanted the life. You wanted the glorification for all the queens to see what your dick looked like. They all see now. They all see what
well,
your dick looked like.
Okay, well, we'll clear that up now because you know that's pretty much the only thing that I care about is those pictures are pretty old. I was 14 years old. We will clear that up now.
Those pictures are old. You're a liar. Those pictures are not old. I got those pictures from the iPhone that I bought you along with the videos. The picture that you
Oh, the video's recent.
Old. Stop lying.
The video's recent. The video was like around the time I met you.
It was at your grandmother's house in her bathroom. You're going to sit there and lie?
That was around the time that I met you.
Some pictures are recent.
No, they're really not.
You're a fucking liar.
I said the video was around. The video was around the time that I met you.
Picture,
I don't want to see you argue
video,
with you. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you over the radio show. Like, I'm really not going to do that, okay? I don't even know who even patched you in because I wasn't even finished saying what I was saying.
You already, I don't give a fuck who texted me. And at the end of the day, you called this show to get your life, to get the amusement and the entertainment. This is what you wanted. You got the life that you wanted. Control your ballroom career. You had no fucking ballroom career. You're a fucking mini ball queen. You walk one ball. You walk mini balls. What the fuck? What ballroom career? Your ballroom career just started. What are you talking about?
Nobody right. So if my ballroom career just started and I just started walking and doing what I got to do in the ballroom scene, let me go.
You want to have it. You do what you want to do. You've been doing it any fucking way. At the end of the day, Jason cared about you despite all the nasty, malicious.
Jason. But then, if you're saying that I'm nasty, if you're saying that I'm nasty, you're saying that I'm old, this and that, and the third.
Hold on one minute, because this is ridiculous. John John, finish saying what you have to say, and Jason, when he's finished talking, then you can talk. John John, say what you have to say.
Okay, like I was saying before, like you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I am 19 years old. You're 28 or whatever.
I'm not no 28, faggot. I'm 26. You know how old I am, faggot. Don't play with me.
Okay, right. Whatever.
You're not, you keep telling everybody you're 19. You're not 19, queen.
Listen. Let him finish saying what he has to say, or you'll be off the phone.
Yeah. So like I was saying or whatever, I felt like that was just basically done out of malice, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was just being really malicious to go and, like, basically post pictures or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? Have I ever cheated on Jason before? Absolutely, I have. It's been an issue that we've been working through or whatever like that, but I guess it just didn't work, you know what I'm saying? So it's to the point now where it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't really feel like I really want to be bothered, like, with that anymore. I still care about him, and I still do, but it's just, like, to the point now where it's just like, I tried to end it on a good note, but it just seems like, you know what I'm saying? This isn't the first time. Like, we break up and make up, like, all the time. Like, it happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? A couple. But this is, like, the one time I was really serious, and I guess he realized that, you know what I'm saying? It was just a effort where we were just...
But you didn't break up with me, John John. Tell them the truth. Yeah. If you want to tell them, tell the truth. You didn't break up with me. I broke up with you. When we got back, I broke up with you.
Okay.
I broke up with you, John John, when we got back to New York. You were the one that stole my wallet and took $100 out, and that's why I wanted my wallet back. You have no money. You stole my money. You stole my money, John John. You stole my money.
I did not.
You stole my money. Why would you lie like that? You did so. Why do you think I've been texting you all day long? You've been on Twitter saying, oh, Jason, I'm going to come to you. I'm on my way to come see you this morning.
Oh, my God.
Why would you lie to these people?
Listen, hold on, okay? If I have to tell somebody one more time to let him finish telling his side of the story, I'm going to mute everybody. Everybody's going to get mute, and it's just going to be me, him, and Andre on the phone until he tells his side of the fucking story, okay? We're not going to be having people jumping in and out of this motherfucking conversation, and this is going to be the third and the last time I tell y'all that.
Truth then, tell the truth.
Okay, now, John John, finish saying what you got to say, and whoever put Jason on the phone, they will get muted until John John finishes telling his side of the story.
like I said, Jason, I did not steal no damn $700 from you. I do owe you $70 because I borrowed it from you before we went to the ball in Philly. That I'm going to return to you. But I did not steal $100 from you. Now you're lying. I don't know why you would even say something like that. Like I said, I'm just gonna really, really try and keep it really, really, really cute. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that you, all you've done all day long, I've known about it. Like I'm saying, all the pictures that you posted, the videos, like I'm saying, everything that you did, I knew about it, but I paid it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do anything back. I didn't go off. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go off on Twitter. I didn't do anything like that. I kind of just left that alone because I was really, really, really surprised. You know what I'm saying? I really, really was. But it's at a point now where it's just like, you know what I'm saying, like, I've been trying to tell you all day long, like, you know what I'm saying, if you really feel that strong and you really feel like that, you know what I'm saying, then you go about your business, I go about mine, you know what I'm saying, you pretend like, you know what I'm saying, like, I never existed and vice versa, and we can just leave it like that, instead of you sitting there telling me how you're going to get me in the center, like, you know what I'm saying, like, there's no need for it, like, you know what I'm saying, if you feel like, you know what I'm saying, I was really no good for you or whatever like that, then you could have left me and you could still leave me alone, like, you really do still have that option. I just don't, like, I don't know what it is that you want out of me or whatever like that. I don't even know what the point of doing all of that was. But I usually don't call in, because I was actually going to call in about the whole stunt as far as for New Year's, which clearly did not happen. I did not go and get my dick sucked in nobody's bathroom for New Year's, so that's also not true. I don't know who anybody got that from. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, I do still, you know what I'm saying, I do still care about you, but it's just I don't want any parts to do with you, like, anymore, like, for a good ass while, and I'm being really, really serious, and you know that, you know what I'm saying, what we, you know what I'm saying, the conversations that we have and what we share, whatever like that, is a lot deeper than, you know what I'm saying, than ballroom's concerned, so for you to take it there and for you to go and blast it out there on Twitter and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that shit kind of really, really hurt me. You, there's been times where you've read me down and we've argued, we've even this foot down, you know what I'm saying, but in the privacy of, within our, you know what I'm saying, that it was never out there like that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, and it's just like, you know what I'm saying, it's one thing where, you know what I'm saying, we're a couple and we have arguments and stuff like that about us, but it's just when you put it out there, you know what I'm saying, it just show your character. Was I wrong for cheating? Yes, I was wrong. Was I wrong for everything that I've done, infidelities and things like that? Of course I was wrong for it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that was, you know what I'm saying, that that was something that I should have did. It was wrong. But that's something that we should deal with, you know what I'm saying? That's not something that should be brought around everybody else. That's not something that you should be discussing with everybody. I don't discuss it with everyone, you know what I'm saying?
And oh, my God. Are you done talking? You're talking in circles.
Okay. Well, you could just
because
say
at the, at the end of the day, John, let me say my piece. You talked for a whole 8 minutes. At the end of the day, John, me posting them pictures on Twitter because it was the truth. You sit and you lie. You tell all these people, you bring all these folks into our relationship, and the reason on Twitter was because at the end of the day, I'm the one that's stupid for staying with you through all your infidelities, through all the cheating, through all of that you have done. I have forgiven you. I have not turned my back on you like everyone else, because when you sat on my shoulder and you cried to me about different things that I'm not going to air on the radio, that, you know what I'm saying, that you entrusted me with, not entrusted you with, but you paid it. The respect level, as far as I was concerned with this relationship, had already went down the drain. I didn't involve nobody else in that relationship, but when you got other folks tweeting on Twitter about what goes on and, oh, how easy it is to have Jason's man, and I just had Jason's man, and what she going to do about it, so-and-so, and you start bringing other people involved with it, that's when it turned into what it turned into now. So at the end of the day, I'm glad that you feel like it was malicious. I'm glad that you feel like it was done with no remorse. And at the end of the day, oh, well, Chanel, just like when you hacked into my fucking Yahoo account and you sent that message out to everybody telling them that I was over on Mother Chanel, I didn't hack. I was asleep earlier waiting for you. You hacked into my Yahoo account and told everybody that because I was asleep. I was awoken by Keontae Allure because she called me talking about some girl. What are you talking about on Yahoo? I wasn't on Yahoo. We both have each other's passwords to everything. So all the messy, lying, mischievous, decrepit shit that you would do had all come back to haunt you, period. Now all the dirty laundry that you passed around to everybody is now all out in the open. I feel sorry for the folks that you did it with, because at the end of the day, you were the stupid queen for having it all on the iPhone. You saved everything in the iPhone, and I aired it all the fuck out. Oh, well. And then to make it seem like, oh, everything is all peaches and cream, and everything is all great. No, the fuck it's not. No, it's not great. We've been broke up. When I got back to New York, you know that. Yeah, we were trying to work through different things and try to reconcile our relationship, but at the end of the day, reconcile for what? Because you're going to still be a nasty mess.
Okay, Jason. Well, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, whether you did what you did or whatever like that, notice how I just kind of kept it quiet. I didn't say anything, didn't do anything.
You kept it quiet, John John, because you were gagging. That's your personality. When you are caught red-handed doing something, you shut down because you have no rebuttal. You have nothing to say because at the end of the day, you know what
you did was wrong. Always does. I always have rebuttal, but the thing is that I'm listening to you.
You're gagging now. You're gagging now because it all got out, but this is what you wanted. You wanted to be glorified. You wanted to have the life. So now everybody's seeing your dick. Everybody's seeing your ass. Everybody's seeing you getting head. So therefore, all the girls that wanted you now know what you should have given. You're open candidate now. Go ahead. Get life. This is what you wanted. You wanted the life. You got it now.
But Jason, regardless, okay, what I'm basically saying to you.
Anything, John, I'm not going to keep having this conversation with you on this radio show, because if you got my phone number like I got your phone number, we didn't give the masses in the media enough already. So if you got anything else to say, you got my phone number, I know where you live at, you know where I live at, period.
Okay, I want to thank you for calling in, Jason. Okay, John Joe, you have anything else to say?
Not really. Like, I mean, like, I'm still, like, you know, saying, like, really, really hurt by what he did, and I'm saying, like, we were a couple at the time, you know what I'm saying? There's just certain things that you just don't really do. Infidelity is one of them, but you know what I'm saying? When you cross the line and you put your partner's business out there, regardless of how, what it was or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of, something is effective.
In my opinion on the situation, you should be heard, because if for somebody to actually say that they love you and they actually tell you that they care about you, and for them to violate you to that standpoint, they never loved you in the motherfucking beginning. Because if somebody really loved you, they would have never violated you like
Kelly,
that.
Kelly, that's the same thing for cheating. That's the same thing for cheating. When a person says they love you, it goes for cheating.
As my opinion is, he's full of shit. It's full of shit, and it's the same way, vice versa. We're not going to sit here and say, well, okay, you are so hurt. Bullshit. It's the same thing, vice versa. It's not just about what Jason did, and it's definitely not just about what John John did. It's the same way. Bullshit.
Thank you.
John John
the bottom
is bullshit.
Line is, this is a relationship. A relationship works in both ways. You're
thank
not going to say
Andre.
It's one fault. You're not going to say it's the other one's fault. Both of y'all need to fix your problems or let it go. We're not going to sit here and blast out one, because we don't even know what the fuck happened with this relationship. So let this all go and let them fix their own fucking problems, because
we don't know who's the fault.
Well, you know, I'm
Mother Messy Mistakes, so you know I've been getting all the tea, but you know, out of respect to my relation, my friendship with John John, I haven't been pinning the tea out there, but you know I know all the motherfucking tea.
But with tea is tea. You still don't know their relationship because you know tea. Wait a minute, let me finish.
Go ahead.
So because you know tea or one don't mean you the other one is not doing tea. The bottom line is, no one knows their relationship but them.
Okay, and now we're gonna have a debate over. Now we're gonna have a debate on the situation. But John John going out and cheating, and John John going out and fucking this person and fucking that person, or getting sucked and fucked by that person, ain't got nothing to do. Well, listen, hold on. I'm not saying that you was doing that.
Let me say this. I got it, Nicole. Go ahead.
John going out and doing whatever he do, or Jason going out and cheating and doing whatever they had to do, that was some cheating. Putting that boy pictures and videos out there was a blatant violation and a disrespect. Yes, he did disrespect them.
Okay.
He disrespected Jason and their relationship by him going out there cheating. But he did not go out there and disrespect Jason and put no nude pictures or Jason on the internet, Twitter, or any place for everybody to see. Only person that knew that he cheated with that person that he cheated with was him, Jason, and the person that he was fucking. Not the whole motherfucking boy.
Okay, now you said your point. Now let me say my motherfucking point. The bottom line is, when you're fucking cheating or when you're doing something disrespectful, don't sit here and try to weigh it out now. Disrespect is this fucking respect. If you're going out there fucking whoever you fucking, this child is so goddamn hurt, he don't know what to do. He might have been wrong for doing it, but the bottom line is, they both fucking wrong. You're not going to try to weigh it like one is stronger than the other. They both shouldn't have did what they did. He shouldn't have gave his dick or his ass up, and he shouldn't have put it out there.
Well, but Andre, to me, the fact that he put it out there, he didn't do nothing less than what John John was already doing, putting it out there.
They're both completely wrong, though. First of all, you don't feed a spoon with the fucking food. If he's sitting here fucking up, go sit here and play his game. Let him go, get rid of him, and keep moving on. Don't sit here and say, well, We already know you hurt because anybody in a relationship is going to be hurt. If I love this person and I find out all of this tea, then yes, I'm going to be hurt too. But see, that's the difference between Andre. I'ma just leave it the fuck alone. I don't have time to be trying to. When you try to hurt somebody so viciously, mm-hmm. it don't tell me nothing. But you just so fucking hurt, you're gagging yourself. You gotta just try to hurt him now. So truthfully, I don't like when people know I'm hurt. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let it go, and I'm going to fix myself and keep moving on and fix my life.
Don John, the only thing I can tell you is keep your head up and walk high to the motherfucking sky. Everybody don't see the motherfucking...
First of all, sex is sex, regardless. First of all, if you really get technical, I'm not even going to say, and John John, when I say this, please don't take it personal. But at the bottom line, just like everybody said, Andre don't never get taped on anything. Why? Because I don't know. There's always somebody that's going to get a hold of something that you do. You could lose it. Anything can happen to it. Why tape yourself if you don't want it out?
Well, oh, no, I didn't care. Like, first of all, like you were saying.
The only thing I can tell you, it's out there. Everybody aren't seen it. Your new Yahoo going to be ringing. Your new phone going to be ringing. Just wrap it up and practice safe motherfucking sex. Because trust me, the girls are going to be after you. You're a hot commodity. Jason just made you even hotter.
No, I hope that really wasn't the case. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, please. You've been made hot. You've been made hot, queen.
The bottom line is y'all both learned from this mistake. Y'all both learned. Regardless if you learned the hard way or a good way, I hope y'all both found out a new education between this love and shit because that's what y'all both just graduated. Trust me. It's something.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, Jason
night.
And John John, I want to thank y'all for definitely calling in. It's time for me to play the dating game, honey.
Oh,
I'm looking for some girls out there, Miss Day, that's looking to be in a relationship and looking to be faithful and don't have to worry about what's on the other side of that motherfucking door because what's in your bedroom is good for you. If that's you and you're looking for love, definitely call Mother Love. Press 1 at this time or hit me up and click to talk in the chat room and let's get the dating game started. I'm tired of being messy tonight, Miss Day.
Before we go to Bernie, because he wants us to call in. So I'm
that's Bernie before we start the dating game. But you girls, get the names and stuff together, honey, of the girls that you're looking for love for, honey. And please, girl, this 2010 mistake, what you got at home is good for you. You don't have to look outside of your home. If you have to look outside of your home, honey, leave what's in your home and let them go. Switchboard.
Okay.
Andre sends you Bernie's number. Please get the legendary, and please get the icon Bernie Jordan on the phone, please.
I'm getting the number now. Hold on.
Okay. We're going to get Bernie on the phone because Bernie got some things that he needs to say, honey. So, John John just got out of a relationship. We're not hooking John John up with anybody, you nasty motherfucking mouth and your dick and your ass and your pad. John John needs time to motherfucking heal, Miss Thing, you nasty queen. Just because you seen the video and the picture, you want John John, you nasty queen. We're not being nasty for 2010. That's why the motherfucking statistics are going up the way they're going up, because queens want to keep being nasty. The fuck? How you doing tonight, Nicole? What's tea?
Girl, I am gagging at you. I cannot believe what I walked in on.
Girl, I couldn't believe what I walked in on, honey. I came back from fucking Connecticut today, and I walked into the kids on the computers, honey, to everybody in their laptops, honey. I'm coming through the door, honey, and ain't nobody gracing mother or helping me with my bags and shit, Miss Day. Everybody is plumbed into these motherfucking computers. Miss Day, so I want to see what everybody in their computers for, so I go look, Miss Day, and it's pictures of John John, it's pictures of the, Garcon, Miss Thing, and everything.
Tell you,
I'm here.
If you approve, the honey. Hey, Bernie.
Okay. Andre, what's the deal?
What's going on? You are live.
Yeah. Well, I kind of just wanted to come online, you know, just to clear a few things up. No, there's been some things going on. It's been a really busy week.
Yes, it's been a real festive 2 days.
Oh, no, I'm talking about with the Jay-Z splitting up also. That was last week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I did hear about that. I heard so much. But I usually just, I hear it and I pay it until I hear something from a solid member like you or, you know, either the mother or something. I don't really listen to stuff until I hear, like, it from somebody.
Well, I just wanted to say that the house did break up. Well, not the house didn't really break up. Zion is no longer part of Jordan. You know, Jordan has been in existence for 25 years or more. And the house is still open. And, like, with any successful, I guess, entity, you know, things change. People come, people go. And, you know, I don't believe kids really belong to you. I think they go through you because most of my kids have gone on to other houses or done very well in the ballroom scene. So, you know, it's a blessing to have them, blessing to see them go, and blessing to see new ones come. So,
amen.
Okay.
Bless that. And everything. And the house, again, the house of Jordan is still open. I know you talked to Timmy last night, so you know Devon is a 007.
Yeah, he did come on and say that, yeah.
And she's a 007. I think that it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know, I think she's so young and that so many people are coming at her and that sense that, plus, she just maybe needs to just stand still. And just not her, but the people that help her get it together and just look at the world for a minute. And see what's best for them, go where they think it's best. And everything else is good. Everything else is good. And I just wanted to come on here and clarify, because a lot of times, you know, people make assumptions, and they'll say, well, this was said, that was said, or Bernie, they heard Bernie thought something. And I've always figured the best way to deal with things is just come straight forward. And if anybody has any questions, they could ask me.
Maybe that's right.
Okay, I know that's right. All right.
And I guess with the Devonna situation with the legend thing, I think that was just a crazy night. It was just so caught up in the moment. And I think James Hart was in the right place. I think that because people told me that they got phone calls at 4 o'clock in the morning about this.
I know
it was
my phone was ringing.
It was a strange situation, and I just can say this. I'm glad I didn't do it, but I think that his intentions was great. I think his intentions were great, and it was just so fucking, the momentum. Kelly, you was there. The momentum was so fucking strong. It was, like, overwhelming. The atmosphere was just there, and as she kept battling and battling, 17 people? I was like, what the hell?
So it was more like process of elimination?
She battled from beginning to end.
So it was process of elimination.
Yeah, and she battled, he put the women, then they had the female figures, and then they had the Butch Queens.
How you doing?
And it got so intense to the point that they were trying to knock her down and not hurt her, but they were battling her.
Yeah.
And she was battling them. Like, literally battling.
So Grandpa's Devonna. Go off, you little girl.
And that was
she deserved that 500. That was 17 hoes.
Yes, she was. And she meant that because she said she wanted to go to Toys R Us. And baby, now she can. And she can get any doll she wants, honey, with $500.
All adults.
And I mean, but it was a good time had by all. I don't think that nobody was thinking of, because it started with Khadijah saying, oh, this shit is legend. And it just turned into a flurry of people screaming, people yelling, you know, judges were talking back and saying, oh, she all right. And some judges were like, she's eating it. It just became a whole, it was the key. And then the next day, I was like, oh, my God, I got so many texts.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, okay. And, again, I think her mother felt the same way. Her mother said the legend thing was, she didn't quite understand what all that hoopla was about. But she did say she's glad that Devonna is appreciated in the scene, you know. And that's that. And I don't think we should read too much into it. I think of her like being the Shirley Temple of the ballroom scene. She's a child, much like Shirley Temple when they gave her the Academy Award for an Oscar. We all know she wasn't the greatest actress. She hadn't been on there and was really, really deserving of it. But she brings so much attention to the ballroom scene and such positive attention, you know. And she's on YouTube. She does the TV shows. So it's a good thing. And I don't think any true legend should even be bothered with it. It's not really worthy of conversation, in my opinion. But I can't speak for other people. So that's how I kind of think of it. And plus, I'm prejudiced, too. She's my baby, so I'm happy for her. Have it been somebody else? I don't know if I'd have been as happy. I might have been reading. Who knows?
You know, so, Bernie, Morgan's still a Jordan.
Morgan's not walking balls right now. She's going through the transition.
Okay.
Queen, and she wants to devote her most of her time to that.
Okay. Congratulations to Morgan for transitioning. How you doing, Morgan? I see you.
Yeah, she's and it's coming along really good, you know. I think that moan thing that the ladies have to go through is a little much. The hormone, whatever thing happens, you know, and she just wanted to be able to concentrate on that. You know, she's doing pageants again this year. So she's, you know, if I need her, I'll call her. And plus, she's always been my number one daughter anyway, so. If she decides to be, I don't know, tricks for kids, mother of that house. I don't care. I still love her.
I know that's right.
So what y'all talking about? Shit. Don't get quiet for me. What the fuck is going on?
There's just so much going on, honey. It's so much different nude pictures and videos and things running around. And we was talking to John Balenciaga about his new pictures and video that Jason posted on Twitter and MySpace and Backpage and, well, you know, all those different things, honey. And then they was talking about I Either Get to Pleasure Garçon, his new pictures and his asshole looking like a Heineken bottle could fit in his asshole and all types of pictures running around and shit, honey.
This is what you got on your computer?
Oh, yes, girl, I walked in. I told you, girl, I left my house at 12 o'clock this afternoon. All my kids was in here asleep. I woke up and called them on my way back from Connecticut and told them to clean up because old mother Dee Dee Chanel was coming over to my house. So I had to come home and cook and clean, Miss Day. I come in, they cleaned up and they cooked and everything, Miss Day. And everybody's on their laptops, Miss Day. And all these new pictures is surfacing around, Miss Day. Why you surface new pictures around, honey? And you know the children are going to be saving the pictures. You know I'm mother messy, honey. And I be messy, girl. Yeah? And I add new pictures to my collection, honey. Bitch. It's a mess, honey. It was a mess, honey. I was gagging, honey. Girl, I was in here setting up my iMac, honey, and the children were sending me pictures and things.
Picture that's on your Yahoo, bitch. That's very, 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 very nice. Very nice. You look amazing. That is very nice. I like your eye, that missed eye.
It's just a mess. I'm just gagging at these children and saying, Everything is not for everybody. And like I tell the children all the time, I talk to people all the time on Yahoo, and I talk to people on AIM, and they want all types of pictures. The only pictures you get of me is in a panty and a bustier. If you want to see anything else, you got to come over here.
You don't send people in a panty. You sent that picture out? A panty and a bustier, bitch. Andre,
to my 74 girls that's in the chat room, to my two icons, my legend and my statement daughter that's on the phone line, and to everybody that's on and to everybody that's listening, I'm going to drop y'all Jew that this wise old lady told me, Barbara Dolores Hunter.
Oh, God.
First thing is not for everyone. Leave something to the imagination. Don't send out, you don't have to send out pictures and let them come over and eat it up. You don't have to have.
All right.
Yep.
around here sending pictures and stuff out
there. Downtown or something.
Ridiculous, and then they wonder, and then they want to go, and they want to sit, on Walk Me Wednesday, and they want to read me, or they want to give my children shade, Miss Thing, when I put the tea out there, Miss Thing, on these motherfuckers. If you ain't running around here sending everybody your ass pictures and your dick pictures and opening up your BGC page, Mother Messy East Coast Kelly wouldn't have your motherfucking images. Leave something to the imagination. Let them come to your house and suck that dick or eat that ass or tear it up, and then go back home. You ain't got to give them a motherfucking picture, honey. Because every time they get the pictures get out, I'm going to get the pictures and I'm going to drop the motherfucking tea. Stop being motherfucking messy.
Yes.
Funny.
But yes, this time it is definitely 12-12. I definitely want to wish my nephew Buka birthday. It's another Capricorn birthday.
Would that be Buka Milan?
Yes. It'll be a splash tomorrow night. And if you girls want to come splash it up with us, you can splash it up with us. You're on the VIP list of After Splash, and we're having a nasty after party. But you have to be on the VIP list. Honey, everybody is not allowed on this side of the Bronx.
Oh, happy birthday, Buka.
Oh, happy birthday, Buka. Happy birthday.
Yes, honey.
Is Bernie still on the phone? He's going.
Is Bernie still there?
Bernie's right here.
Okay, Bernie's still here.
Everyone
is there. Got the cards and the two legends and the statement on the phone, honey. At this time, Miss Ebony, do we have any phone calls? Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody's hitting me up, honey. Hold on. Somebody's hitting me up on iChat. Honey, do we have any phone calls, honey? It's a lot going on over here. I'm feeling like white woman over here in my new office area in my bedroom. Nicole, you got to come see it, girl. It's fabulous, girl. It's fabulous. If you're on the phone, 347-458, you on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Mother. How you doing?
Tuesday.
What's going on?
Tuesday.
Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Mm-hmm. Next, how are you on that?
What?
Hello?
What happened? Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, baby. Come on. I'm not going to say it again.
Now listen, don't be hollering.
Listen, you're on the air.
Who is that?
I ain't got time to play games. Miss Ebony, get rid of him. Completely get rid of him and give me the next caller.
Wait, pause, hold on. Who is that?
You don't know who it is. I don't have time. 347-891. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Mother. How you doing?
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. Next caller, please. That's what you need to say when I come to your phone call. Just listening, or I'm going to completely get rid of you. Say something. 347-283. You on the air with Messy Mother. How you doing?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Nicole? Hey, Whoopi, Andre, Bernie.
Hey.
What's up, everybody? Girl.
Messy, how you doing?
I don't know, bitch. I was calling you, and you was paying it, but
it was too much. I couldn't answer the phone. I had 3 IMs open, honey. The girls wanted to
see. Well, I see. Wow. You said what, Whoopi?
Huh?
What you say?
I didn't say
hey, Blackie.
Hey, what's up, Andre? Oh, my God. That was just a mess. That.
What do you think
about it? I don't got to let you know.
What do I think about it?
What do you think about the whole situation?
I think it was a mess. That's crazy. I mean,
John?
I don't know him per se, but I know Jason. I don't know that man. I know Jason, but wow. You can't trust him as far as you can throw him. That's my motto.
You can't trust him. You can't trust him. You can't trust him.
That's why I'm happy. I have one that don't come out. He stay in the house.
Hey,
and he don't like video cameras, and he don't like pictures, so I'm happy.
What do you think the idea of the video cameras, Andre and Bernie? Y'all from Oldsville, what is it? Do you think you could just go back and see your style of movement or
But wait. My thing is this. You're only supposed to do that with your lovers. You don't do that with no random date.
I want to know because that even still is risky. I'm asking Andre Bernie, what do you think about, like, sitting there? Would you tape you and Spider? Like, what do you actually think? What's the passion in that?
It ain't no passion. First of all, I don't give a fuck how long I've been with you. It ain't no passion of me sitting there having sex and trying to fix a camera to watch us. What the fuck? to me, I'm not even into my sex if I gotta have to sit here and find a camera.
Now you know what they're saying of my video phone. Beyonce knew what she was doing when she made that song. That is a lot.
I mean, don't get me wrong, and I'm if I had to say I'm a freak, bitch, okay, I can say I'm a freak in certain ways, but I'm not a freak.
Yeah, but you don't gotta be a video freak.
And that's just a retarded freak, bitch. I don't understand that. I'm not judging anyone. I'm giving my opinion. To me, that
he seemed like a nice dude, though. I've met him once or twice. That's the key.
Mm-mm.
Me and Whoopi gonna make a video.
But you know what? if somebody do take this up, they should never be mad if it get out because you
exactly because you set yourself up for that. You really set yourself up because you never know where it's gonna leak from or who's going to.
And then you know what the clincher is? Oh, that's my lover, bitch. You're not gonna be together forever. And if you do, that'll be by luck. There's not that many relationships in the world that survives forever. So it depends on how you end in that relationship, which they might use whatever they want because they're vindictive or whatever, and they're mad at you. When you're mad, you don't think about.
I don't see that doing the videos or taking the pictures and sending them out to, like, different people because at the end of the day, you don't know where it's going. You don't know where, at the end of the day, you don't know where it's going to wind up at or you don't know who's going to wind up with it because that shit circulated like a fire, like a forest fire. I was sitting looking at TV and my phone just started vibrating and it was videos and pictures and I'm like, what the fuck and who the fuck is this? I didn't even know who it was. That's crazy.
But that's the key. But you just like I said, that's a learning experience for both of them.
Uh-huh.
Both of them learned something. That's why I love
I don't think that both of them learned something. I don't get that. I don't receive that for the whole thing of the radio thing, for the whole public situation. I don't receive
that. Let me tell you what they both learned.
You know what, Andre, if they didn't learn something, I hope all the 74 people.
Exactly, Kelly.
Right,
works,
yes,
Kelly.
Right.
Exactly.
They learned something, too. You learn something in any incident that you in. And trust me, he learned that he should never, ever, ever take any more fucking photo pictures of anybody, period.
Yeah.
The other one learned that it was a mistake that he did it. He's just gagging that it went that far with all of it because he was so in love he had to get him back. And he didn't know how.
Exactly. And that's the thing. He was
hurt,
so therefore he retaliated. He was
hurt.
He retaliated.
When you got hurt,
that,
you just
well,
leave your mind.
Yeah, when you that hurt, you do anything. You're going to do anything to get back at that person.
At that person, exactly.
Not enough.
It's like,
if someone having sex, like, I mean, that's not getting back to no one. Because if a person did it, like you said, anything that you got to do, you shouldn't be ashamed of. So
well, Nicole, in your case, you're
back.
Crazy, so you like beating
yes.
people with sticks.
Yeah,
so your retaliation is physical, girl. You like beating people with sticks.
Something as petty as taking a picture up there, because the picture is just going to make everybody else want them more. And then I'm going to
exactly. You just open up. Now, you open up a door for this man, for everybody to hit this man up to see how much of a freak he is, and be like, well, let's get it going.
Yeah,
basically.
Then that means they're going to get
yes,
really
because,
cool.
baby, he done opens up the door mistake. I had 20 IMs mistake, and they said, we played the dating game. They want John John.
Exactly. He just made it hot for John John. He just made it hot for the girls to come and scoop him up. Because if Jason ever did want him back, it's going to be a trust issue now because there's going to be a lot of girls after this boy from that video and them pictures.
And quite frankly, I'm not convinced, and this is my honest opinion, I'm not convinced that he's not getting life from all of it. I'm not convinced from just the way he was just talking, how he just was breaking. I am not convinced, Andre, Tyreek, that he did not enjoy Kelly interviewing him like that. I am not convinced that he is not enjoying this attention. Remember, he's
anybody
like,
that's
going to
get life is
going to
enjoy it, no matter which way you get it.
He got to enjoy it because anybody that puts himself on film to watch it, they're going to enjoy it.
Enjoy it. And my thing is this, you're going to enjoy that life no matter where it's coming from. Bitch, it could be an ugly dog-faced bitch that's giving you life. You're going to enjoy it one way or another. Even if you entertain them, you're going to enjoy it. And now, like Kelly said, she got like 20 or 30 girls hitting her up. I'm sure he's listening to this show. And I'm sure he's sitting back there getting his life. He's getting his message.
Well, 20 girls hitting him up wanting to sleep after Jason shows that they have a problem. Another 20 girls hitting him
but
up.
But, girl, Nicole, they don't want to keep him. They just want to have him. They don't want to keep him. They want to have him. It don't matter what he got. They want to have fun with their wee-wee too, then, bitch. What the fuck?
Well, you know what? I just think that makes queens pathetic. Come on.
Well, bitch, there you have it.
Anytime you, that's just a bit redundant to me. Like, ew, like, I don't want to be a part of such situation. I mean, like, please, no, that don't make sense.
That's a rebound piece, and whoever gets them, they stupid.
Well, Tyreek, you stay right there, honey.
Well,
let's get
him.
Let me
get him to everybody tonight. And she
well, why don't y'all just auction him off then? Fuck it. Auction
Kelly,
the boy off.
Kelly interviewed him very clearly and made sure he got to say everything. Boy, did he keep going and saying everything.
But that was him getting his life, Nicole. That was him getting his life by him going off. He was getting his life.
Everybody gets their life some way. Maybe this
wait
is
on the exactly, Kelly. And that was his it's his time to shine. His fucking
well,
10 minutes of fame.
He is definitely shining, baby.
This icon ball gonna be some cheese, I'm telling you.
He
gonna have a crowd. He's gonna have a follow. He's gonna have a crowd now.
Oh my god, cut it out. Okay.
Because
right,
everybody's
right.
gonna wanna know who the boy
all
is.
Right,
if
no,
you get into
Kelly,
it.
Chat room, somebody send me this picture then. Send me this photo. Cut it out. Y'all acting like this is slam bam damn.
Listen. Hold on, Nicole. I have another caller, Milan Garcon. There's no promoting anything in my chat room. 613-697. You're on the air. Okay. Can you please get rid of Milan, please, Miss Ebony? Fuck that bitch. Okay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna see you. This is a problem, right? I have been trying to be nice, and I have been trying to hold my tongue, right? Okay, and be nice and. Pleachy peachy cream with you, Miss Milan, okay? But baby, trust and believe, honey. I'm going to show you. Fuck you, bitch, okay? I didn't whoop your ass at Jack's Ball because it was a Mizrahi's motherfucking function. But best to believe, when I catch you at the next function, bitch, I'm going to show you. Fuck you, bitch, okay? I don't give a fuck who ball it is. It could be a Mizrahi ball. It could be whatever ball it is. I'm going to jump on your motherfucking faggot ass. So, bitch, you better have something, bitch, and you better have a motherfucking 45, bitch, or something bigger than that, bitch, because I eat motherfucking mace, bitch, and I eat motherfucking bleach. I'm going to kick your motherfucking faggot ass, you nasty bitch. Now, Switchboard, please give me the next motherfucking caller.
Yeah,
the long ass is going to be the first ass I whoop for 2010,
yeah,
and the only ass I whoop for 2010. I'm going to show you, fuck you, bitch, okay?
Silver bullets.
Okay, yeah, that bitch need a bigger than a silver bullet. That bitch better get some motherfucking bear tranquilizer because I'm coming to fuck out, bitch.
Oh shit, bitch!
I'm gonna show you, bitch, why the girls call me a motherfucking WWE women's motherfucking wrestler, faggot.
That bitch is bear tranquilizer.
Now, can I please have the next caller, please, bitch? Thank you. Honey, bitch, oh my God, honey, girl, chap, bitch, can I please have the next caller, please? Honey, bitch, I don't have time for this shit tonight, Miss Thing. Hello, are y'all still there with me?
Yeah.
I hear this shit, honey.
I thought the ring
off. Bitch?
Bitch, I don't know what the fuck is going on with these girls, bitch. Don't try to get your life off lessons with the icon, bitch. Get your own motherfucking life, bitch. Honey.
Ooh, what's going on?
Yes, Puka, with her crickety rickety ass.
What's going on, crickety rickety rickety cat? See, this rocks bitch and bite bricks, bitch. That's what it's saying. Well, hello, Andre. Is everyone there?
I'm
call us. Whippy, Blackie.
Yes, I'm here.
Here. Mister, you see, this is why bitches get their ass whooped. This is exactly why bitches get their ass whooped, right? Get their fucking ass whooped. And they wonder why, bitch. They wonder why they get their motherfucking ass whooped.
Why they get their ass whooped.
No, let her, you know what? Let her stay in the chat room, because that bitch is going to dig a grave that she just can't get the fuck out of, bitch. I, in the last, bitch, you have never seen me at a motherfucking ball banshee cunt in the last motherfucking 2 years, bitch. Ever since I became mother, bitch, I'm always dressed and I'm always in a hell. But trust and believe, bitch, I still got those motherfucking sweatsuits and those sneakers on motherfucking reserve, bitch. I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass, faggot. Yeah, and it's all on the radio station, bitch. Yes, it's all off, so you can go back and review the icons when you call the cops after I kick your motherfucking ass. But whatever state I kick your ass in, bitch, that's the state they gotta prosecute me in, bitch. Won't be in New York where I kick your ass. Somebody can tell you where I live at. I'm gonna kick your ass out of state, bitch, and I'm gonna come back to New York, bitch. I know the law, bitch.
Oh my God. Hey. Oh my Manta. Cut it out, y'all.
Okay, can I please have the next caller, please? Bitch.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the one to make a brighter day for us again.
Mister, I'll call you after the show. I'll call you after the show and tell you what happened. Can I get the next number, please, of my next caller? Because I know we got some callers on the line, honey. Anything you heard tonight that you want to come up here and talk about, please feel free. Definitely come up here and talk about it. It's an open forum for everybody to come up here, but you're not going to come up on this show, and you're not going to promote on this show. If you want to promote, you can pay us just like y'all bitches pay vote on Walk For Me Wednesday. Anything you want to promote, hit up tanzorchops@yahoo.com, and you can promote anything. You can promote your ball. We'll make you a MySpace page. We'll make you flyers. We'll make you a commercial. You can come up here on Wednesday before your ball and sit up here and have a whole 2 hours to talk about your ball. But you will not come up here and promote for free and go someplace else and pay a motherfucking bitch. Not on here. This is not a free Blog Talk Radio. My sister pays for this show every motherfucking month, bitch. So if you want to promote, feel free to definitely come up here and hit up Tens of Chops, and you can definitely promote to help my sister pay for this motherfucking function, because this is not a free function like all the rest of the shows. We can call, cut people off, pit people off.
Go off, Kelly.
Oh, that's my vocal. Give me a beat. Yes. Oh, yes.
Nicole.
Put your hands together and welcome the
girl,
legendary.
Why are you going off like that?
Because that late motherfucking nasty motherfucking dying motherfucking BGC queen, Miss Thing, that was getting fucked by children that she don't know is in the boardroom scene, came in and she was trying it. I told that bitch not to promote her on the show, and she want to tell me fuck me and want to read and all types of shit. So when I catch her ass, bitch, I'm going to fuck her up. I paid her at Jack's ball and didn't whoop her ass, and she left early. But I paid her.
Wow.
We have now, we know the contract. Nicole, hey, Nicole.
Hi, I knew it was coming. You hear me bogus to your beat? Kelly was just going off because she was playing her contract.
I can hear her in the other room just screaming.
Kelly was best, bitch.
That bitch was putting out her 2002 contract.
Mind you, yesterday she said she wasn't going to beat nobody. She was sticking her kids on people. What happened, Kelly?
That one of my kids can't tag. I need to tag her.
Oh, shit. Damn, mama. Well, Malone, you better not come out for a while.
Just leave it alone, girl. Leave it alone. It's not that serious. It's a whole bunch of callers on there, so y'all should get to the calls.
Well, let's take some callers, honey. We got a half an hour. I'm not doing no overtime because I'm aggravated right now. So let's get you to bust them down.
And that's not fair to all the viewers and people. That's not what you should say.
gotta get up in the morning. I gotta get up in the morning, honey.
You gotta get up every morning.
To get up in the morning, I have a ball to throw. I have to be in Atlanta on the 17th, New York on the 16th, L.A. this weekend, Atlanta the weekend after that, Baltimore the weekend after that. I have to make my change. I have no time for overtime.
Oh.
I'm on a worldwide tour, honey. New York, Atlanta next week, the weekend after that, Virginia, the weekend after that, Baltimore, honey. I'm on a worldwide tour.
I'm going with you.
6, 7, 8.
Oh, shit.
9. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing? 7, 8, 7, 9, 9. You're on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air. Please disconnect that caller fully and give me the next caller. You better, when we come to your number, you better say you're just listening or say something. I'm completely disconnecting you. 973-687, you on the air with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Kelly, stop being so mean tonight.
I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean. I'm just giving the girls what they want. Old school Kelly.
If you could meet one celebrity, who would it be?
What is that?
If you can meet one celebrity, who would it be?
The legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I am a celebrity.
I don't like that answer. I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right, y'all.
Thank you for calling in. Next caller, please. Yes. 646-696. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing? 646-696, you're on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air. Next caller, please. 347-458. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother. Who's doing?
What up, this Kelly?
Yes, this is.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's your secret admirer.
My secret admirer who? Next caller, please. We're not doing secret admirers. We're not doing crushes and all of this shit, honey.
Oh, she's upset tonight, darling.
517-775. You on the air with the legendary Messy Mother on Messy Tuesdays. How you doing?
Hello.
What's going on?
Yes, I'm calling. I don't like your attitude.
Well, bitch, bite bricks and motherfucking roll
Hello.
Over and die. Next caller.
No, it's no next caller. This is AJ. This ain't no next caller, baby. I don't
caller, let's caller. You don't
no,
like
no,
my...
I got my 5 seconds. To
my like my attitude?
Call.
Go tune
baby.
In to my live show on the 18th or go to the red carpet. Thank you. Next caller, please.
There's a choice we're making. We're saving out.
347-221. You're on the air on Messy Tuesday with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing, caller?
Hello, how y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey.
How you doing?
This Booker, I just want to say thank y'all for the happy birthday shout-outs. I love y'all. Thank y'all.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Happy birthday.
Your son, Gerald, had to tell you happy birthday, too.
Tell him thank you.
Okay, thank you, Booker, for calling in. That was Booker Milan calling in to thank us for saying happy birthday to him. Call up Miss Ebony if we have one. Private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother. You do a private caller.
What's up? I'm trying to give you this new beat.
Well, give me the beat, bitch. Drop the beat. I'm about to go in.
Yes. Have you heard what happened to Miss Thaddeus Adore?
Oh, what happened, girl? Give me the beat.
Baby, she's in jail.
What's she in jail for?
I don't know, but it's a high bond. I don't know. I don't think y'all see her for a while.
Oh, Miss Thang, the girl somebody just hit me up and they said she was getting her effect together for the Icon Ball in Atlanta.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. She was probably getting her stuff together, but I don't know what happened.
Oh, child. Well, ooh, I'm happy to invest in that, honey. What a law. They said Thaddeus is locked up. What's going on? What a law. We're going to get the beat and we're going to drop it, honey. But you know I'm going to have my investigators from Chicago that's part of Tens of Chop investigate that for me, and I will be coming back with the tea for you girls. Thank you, Tyler Caller, for calling in.
All right.
Thank you. Next caller, please.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Miss Thang. Bitch, we got to get the 411, honey. What's the 411? 31, Tyreek, you're back on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy
Mama.
How
y'all just go click? How y'all click me off like that?
You know. I don't know what happened. You know, it was just so much going on and so much rampage and stuff, and, you know, and then the other wall came on the line and shit. So, you know, I don't know.
This show tonight is some things.
Anything. Andre, you still with us, Andre?
Andre,
you there?
Andre Nerve probably got shook, and he probably left.
I'm right here listening to this shit.
I told you.
Exactly what he was feeling. You're not there, Andre. We understand.
Okay.
Stay right there. Do we have any other callers? Miss Ebony?
Hold on. Andre, why is it shit? What happened?
It's just too loud. It's too raunchy and too loud.
Who's too raunchy?
Don't let me start.
Okay.
You'll call somebody in the chat room said they want to holler at you. Are you in the chat room?
I'm in the kitchen, but I'm going back to my computer right now. Let me see.
Well,
let's see this computer. Show me the screen.
Oh, shit.
Do we have any other callers? Okay, 678-799. You on the air on Messy Tuesday with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? What's tea?
No, it's no tea. I just wanted to say y'all is giving me my life. Honey, I live for you. You live for y'all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, that's all I wanted to say because, girl, I don't want you to start reading me, honey.
I'm not going to read you, honey. I love my calls. They're calling and they've been respected.
I know that voice. I was just on reading me, honey. I know that voice from somewhere. I want you to go out with no problems with her.
You know, the girls that call in here and be messy, I have to let them have it. But, you know, I love all my viewers and all my callers that call in here. Don't disrespect me or my cast, honey.
I feel you, bitch.
That's it, honey. As long as you tread lightly with Andre and Nicole and Miss Whoopi and the overall Mother Jasmine and Miss Ebony, you'll have a nice time, honey, and I'll give y'all a nice show, honey. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to...
Well, girl, you already know I had with Andre last night.
Oh,
ooh.
Shit.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's the tea. That's the tea that I want to spill really secretly. Me and Andre had last night.
That's why Andre's so quiet.
I'm trying to figure out who the hell this is.
Well, we know it ain't Spider.
Why we say?
You guys didn't know it ain't Spider.
But we know who gonna whoop that ass when he do come back to Atlanta.
Well, Andre. You ain't tell us about that, Andre.
347-458, you on the air with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing, caller? 347-458, you on the air. Okay, I guess that caller's not on the air. Please get rid of them, Miss Ebony, and give me the next caller, please. 646-696, you on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing? 646-696, you're on the air. I guess not. Get rid of that caller. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays, the legendary Messy Mother. How you doing, private caller? Somebody is falling out. What are they falling
That's
out
That's Nicole's
of?
Stupid ass.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Give me the next caller. That private caller's not saying nothing. What's the T? 917. AJ, you're back on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm back. Now I'm going to say Happy New Year to everybody. How everybody doing?
Happy New Year, AJ.
Happy New Year, AJ.
Happy New Year, Andre. Dan, yeah, you down there having different relationships. You better speak to me.
Baby, I have one relationship. Don't listen to these motherfuckers.
But, yeah, I was calling because, yes, Kelly. Now, who was you kissing in that club that day? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Kelly, she probably don't that? Even know.
Oh, shit.
She probably don't even know herself.
Who?
Kelly.
Because mother be gone and she be floating on air and you can come and gas her all up in her face and she don't even know what happened.
Baby, don't worry about what I was doing. I'm a grown-ass mother.
Kelly, in the corner. And
I'm a grown-ass, a 33-year-old grown-ass woman. I can do what I want to.
Man, Kelly, you should be ashamed of that kissing up. Baby.
I got something for your ass, bitch. You should be ashamed.
Kelly, I'm coming to your house tonight. What you cooking?
You should have been ashamed of sucking Kobe's man dick while he was asleep.
Baby, that's what everybody said they sleep.
Oh, everybody says they was.
Everybody's grown. Everybody's grown in 2010. Remember that. It's no more kitty gang.
John.
What? Ain't
what
no John
you
John
me
on
off
this
radio?
Mind. Oh my God! Wait a minute. Hey, Jason, what's going on?
Oh my God, John, you just don't get enough. You gonna put where we back on
the air? I didn't know I was throwing the air dead off. I really didn't.
Oh.
Hi, John. How are you?
Damn, I thought you put me up there, Kelly.
We back on the radio for what reason, John? For what reason we back on the radio for now?
Well, you gotta, John, you have to hang up with Jason, and you have to completely hang up your phone, and you'll be disconnected. We can't disconnect you. You gotta completely hang up your phone.
Oh, shit, I thought as soon as y'all was done with me, y'all just hung me up.
No, you gotta hang up the phone with Jason, and you gotta hang up the phone with us, completely hang up your phone, and get back to your regular screen, and then you're gonna be completely off the line.
That would have been
all
too
right.
much to hear
part
two, honey.
Okay. Audrey, you must have been reading my mind.
All okay,
right,
thank
wanna...
you. Is AJ still
wait,
there?
Wait. I got a question about that.
Did it sound like they was broken up, Jasmine, to you? Wait, Jasmine,
hold
didn't
on,
it sound like they
wait,
was fine to you?
Wait, y'all know. Hold on. Let me speak. Y'all know I'm about this one of the smartest bitches out there.
Work, Jasmine.
So John just called Jason. After all that stuff, he called Jason, and he was on three-way, and John didn't know he was still on the radio?
Uh-huh.
Is that what just happened?
That's
pretty much.
What happened, sister.
Pretty much.
So that was all, like, about a whole hour of a waste of time of all that arguing and everything that happened all day today, and now it's like, let me call you up. And who said it was a publicity stunt and all that stuff earlier?
I told you that's all it is with him just getting his life and doing whatever he was doing. It sounded like bullshit then. And Jason was gagging. That was what it sounded like, bullshit. And she had to make a thing. And then first of all, that don't make no sense what Kelly said. Hang up your phone completely. If he hung up on the radio and called Jason, how the fuck they get back on this line?
Wow.
How they get back on this line if he come up with us and
I'm looking at the switchboard now. Evidently, he was never muted, so he was listening the whole time.
Ooh.
So anything he was doing, wow.
Maybe he was getting Jason back for putting his bitches out there.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to put this bitch on the radio.
But he didn't know that he was unmuted. That's the whole thing.
He probably did, but just paid it.
You know what? It's all a big mess. But you want to know something? And I want to personally say something. And this is not – you came out here on the radio to do it personally. And from a friend to a friend, I'm going to say it personally. Jason, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. And you should be even more of ashamed of yourself to be clicked back in this radio talking to that child who you just had to go so publicly into, it's redundant. That's ridiculous.
And what I got to say to John, if you sitting on that phone and you let him mold you over and you going to take him back, you're a motherfucking asshole.
Oh, shit. This is like it.
But Kelly, he's not
Kelly,
in the wrong.
Kelly,
Jason,
that sounds kind of personal.
Jason's not in the wrong. Jason, wait. Jason's not in the wrong because if you really get technical, John was the one that was doing whatever he was doing, getting his dick sucked, sucking dick or whatever. So Jason
well,
has every right to retaliate.
Jason and John PR.
They both was wrong. They both was John was wrong to start it. And he was wrong to finish it like that. They both were
yeah,
wrong.
That's true.
I don't want to talk about John and Jason PR stunt or whatever the fuck it was. It's AJ mistake because she had a lot to say. She
tell me about AJ and Kobe's date and the munching. What and that and everybody pretending to be asleep.
It's AJ
that's
not
why,
she said
that's why I do not to have my lover around nobody, bitch.
How you doing?
I hope you learned that.
How you doing?
The truth.
I learned that from the last nine lovers, bitch.
My relationship will be you. The only thing you will know about me and a person is that I go with them. That's it. You won't know
That's
nothing.
It.
Don't knock on my fucking door. Don't talk about we sisters and we're going to have a good dinner together. No, we are not. We're going to stay on your fence and I'm going to stay on my fence so we don't have no confusion.
How you doing?
No googly eyes. No, he needs not to depend on you or because we arguing, he came to you. I don't want none of that stuff. I'm glad. What?
That's why I'm glad nobody likes what I like.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. You got that one.
Hold on, we got a lot of callers. We might have to have an extra half an hour. 347-702, you on the air with the messy mother on Messy Tuesday. How you doing?
How y'all doing? Just
we're
listening.
Doing, who is this?
This is Lala Balenciaga.
What's up, Lala?
Balenciaga.
What's going on? Just listen, I want to say y'all are a hoot. I look forward to listening to you guys every week. Love you, damn.
Okay. Love you, damn.
Thank you, Lala, for calling in. Next caller, please. Caller, yes, I'm going to read. Next caller, please. Honey, please get Miss AJ back up on this line because I want to hear what she got to say.
AJ's still there.
There's
AJ still there?
Going on
yes,
in
I'm
your
still
living
here.
Room, Miss Kelly. There's a lot of dirty hearts being played in your living room, Miss Kelly, and everything, darling.
Yes, it's a blast over at Kelly House.
So what you have to say, AJ? Because you said I was kissing on somebody on New Year's. I was high and I was intoxicated, Miss Thing. It was New Year's. I was feeling
yeah,
myself.
Everybody always blaming on the drugs and alcohol.
Let me finish. I was high, and I was on my cocktail, Miss Thing. I wasn't in a relationship with anybody. Let's talk about the after party that I had in my house when you were sucking somebody's dick that was in a relationship.
Mm.
No,
wow.
You don't even know him.
Baby, I know the tea. My son-in-law
told me he woke up and he thought his man
was munching him, and he looked down and seen this.
Who do you have in the room?
What?
Right. No, what me now?
He said he looked down and he seen this horrible man sucking his dick and it wasn't his man.
I think I got to go have surveillance set over there on my night.
Okay. You
got to
put a spy cam at Kelly House.
And I know how to surveil the place out because you can look at it from like four different ways. I got to go.
No. You got to put it behind one of them big pictures she got in her living room of herself. That's how you do it.
So, y'all, hold on. Let AJ speak. AJ, so what you have to say about that?
I don't have anything. This is the year 2010. That was in 2009.
Oh. It was in 2009, Miss Tad.
Like
well, don't suck nobody up, man. Dick is motherfucking Tad, Miss Tad.
He cleaned that up nice. I
you
like
know
that.
You talking about Kelly, so, yeah. Ain't that right, Nicole? That's right.
Okay, I like the way you cleaned that. That's 2009. That was all last year. I don't know what you're talking
about. That's why I don't let a dick sleep with my friend, bitch. I mean, no.
Hello? Sleep over
okay,
no, we don't have
him. 615.
I'm swinging dicks off and faces at the same time, bitch.
Work on
you. Shit, Andre.
Hold on, y'all. 615-686. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the legendary Messy Mother and Cass and the host. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. What's the tea?
The tea. What's the gaga?
Nothing. This is Miss Isabel from last night.
That's my daughter.
What's going on,
hey,
Miss Isabel? Give me the tea. What's
the tea,
honey?
What's up, daughter?
Okay, girl. From
hey,
what I hear, girl.
What?
I have
I'm
videos
sorry,
of Miss Little B. Aga, Miss John Aga, girl, all the Agas, honey. I have videos of Pleasure Garcon, Milan, honey. What do you want, girl?
Girl, well, spill it, Missy. You got stuff from Milan? Send it to me. Legendary Kelly McGraw here at yahoo.com so I can put it in the chat room and post it on Walk For Me Wednesday.
And girl, speaking of sucking other man's dicks, girl, Miss AJ's a nasty bottom.
Baby, I'm nobody's nasty bottom now. If it's anything, there's nothing wrong with being pussy versatile now. Thank you. Have a good night.
Girl, shut up, girl. Good night.
Oh, shit.
Good night, baby.
You know what? These bitches in the chat room is a kiki. Did y'all just
they is.
A Lola bitch.
What did they do?
What did they say?
They said the next Butch Queen face grand prize. Lola Balenciaga, $5.
Yeah, I need to cut
horrible.
That out. Not too much.
That's
about
horrible.
Lola.
And I love Lola, but girl,
Lola's a sweetheart.
Mistake. Do we have another caller, please?
Okay. Next
Ebony,
caller,
do we have another caller? Oh, my God.
That's the kid. Is my sister Nicki Minaj in that room?
Hold on, 407-692. You're on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
What's the deal? What's up? Hey, everybody.
Hey,
y'all
go. Hey, Nicki. What's up, Nicki?
What's up, Nicki? What's Diddy?
What's up?
It's chillin'. What's his name? Is Bernie still on the line?
Who? No, Bernie's not on the line anymore.
Oh, I had a question for him. That's all. But put me on hold until we get back.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, Nicki. That was Nicki Minaj from the chat room. Caller, please. I want to give a big shout-out to all 77 girls that's in the chat room.
All
everybody
right.
That's on the phone line.
Hot.
Everybody that's following us on Twitter, everybody that's a friend on our MySpace page, I want to definitely give y'all a big shout-out and definitely give yourself a pat on the back because next month on the 23rd, we have been here for 1 year, and we ain't going no motherfucking where, bitch. Everybody can make a motherfucking show. But at the end of the day, Kelly's going to be on top with Andre, with Whoopi, Nicole, and Jasmine with the funding. How you doing? If it ain't funding, it ain't right.
The line speak for itself. Next caller, please.
Next caller,
can I
please,
tell you how
you
I got like 10 Yahoo messages right now, and I ain't opened none of them.
Baby, when
scared.
I tell you I got so many Yahoo messages, girl, I love this iMac, honey, because it's so different than the PC, Miss Thing.
Uh-huh. That's just what I got.
Hello.
All these girls that hit me up on Yahoo, Miss Thing, all their messages just come across the bottom, and they just don't all pop up on my screen. So the only
but
one
I don't even know who half these people
are.
That's
not.
Yes,
Mac.
I got an iMac, 27 inch. I got it today, 1-800-601-421. You on the air with the Messy Cast on Messy Tuesday. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. You got some tea or you want to be messy?
Well, I'm listening to this Boston Tea Party all the way down to Mississippi, girl. I'm just living, girl. This is Venus Mizrahi, girl. Just listening in.
Hey, girl, how you doing,
hey,
girl?
Hey, Daddy.
How you
doing?
That Venus, for real?
Yeah, that's Venus.
What
hey,
Venus
is
that?
The big white one that walked, the big
Venus.
White girl that walked runway.
The 7-foot drag queen runway girl. How y'all doing? Okay, I'm just listening. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Venus, for listening. That's my daughter. That's me and Andre and Jasmine's daughter, Miss Venus, all the way from Mississippi.
You know what that would have been? I would have loved to hear if that was Miss Motherfucker Venus. I'm sorry. Yes, she was.
That bitch back in jail.
Miss Motherfucking Andre.
She back in jail. She was out not too long ago. She right back in jail.
Big shout out to Mississippi for tuning into the radio show. Okay, next caller, we have one.
That used to be Andre's daughter doing it.
Uh-huh. That was erotic, bitch. Andre, that was erotic, Andre.
Anthony said to tell you hi, Tyreek.
Who said tell me how?
Anthony.
Oh, wow. I was just going to ask you about him. Tell him I said, hey.
Anthony.
My son.
Oh, the treasure snatcher.
Watch him out.
Nicole, he says you better keep it in for he call in. It's Messy Tuesday. He get real messy with you tonight.
Oh, he in New York.
He in New York.
Time that he would want not to enter zones with me because this time I won't be holding anything back. See, I read with holding things back now because no one would be ready for what I can say out of my mouth. So I try to read not being so, you know, like, Nicole, you so angry. But I really can read, like, recreation. Like, I will hurt your feelings, like, cut you up, put you in a bag, and flush you down the toilet. Like, it's nothing.
Shit.
And I go lay down and go back to sleep. Like, it's nothing. Nothing.
407-458. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
Carla, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's going on?
What's going on, Carla?
Are you just listening?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for just listening, Carla. Next caller, we have one.
He wanted to talk to me. I know.
She's a bitch.
She's not so bad. You can't buy you one to call.
678-620. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on?
I'm enjoying your show. I'm in Atlanta just chilling, listening to your show, y'all being messy. I love the teas, honey girl. Keep it up.
Happy New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year. God bless you.
Happy New Year. Yeah. I don't want to. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, shit. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Okay, thank you, bye.
You love the Happy New Year. Yes, Happy New Year. God bless you. And I want to say, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, bye.
They will flee.
646-693. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing, Carla?
Hey, girlfriend.
Oh, excuse me. 646-696. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing, Carla?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's going on for your new year?
She thought, oh.
Well, oh, well, yeah, child, I guess they don't want to talk. Next caller, we got one, honey. It's a lot of callers tonight. Private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cat. If I get too messy, you're private.
Okay.
Okay, let's get it.
Private. Oh, you kick in.
Nicole, you are so messy.
No,
okay, get rid of that private caller altogether, honey. I ain't got time to play games, honey. Baby.
Okay.
We're going to play games, honey. We got 4 minutes. We got
Kelly got fa-la-la-la-la-la. Fa-la-la this.
Y'all, private caller, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing, private caller?
Hello?
Yes,
hey,
you're on the air.
Oh.
Kelly, I'm back. Sorry, girl. My husband was acting crazy, girl. So,
oh.
Anyway, girl, Miss AJ, I wasn't finished with you, bitch. You thought I was playing, girl. Honey, I have your pictures too, girl. I'm looking at your ad right now, A for A, girl. It says
oh.
This is something strange for a piece of change. Girl,
oh.
Please, girl, make dollar bills and holler at me, bitch. This is just info, bitch. I'm here to make your coin and your man's coin, girl. Get up to my level, bitch. And Miss John John, girl, I'm coming for you too, girl. Miss Jason, I'm coming for you too, girl. Girl, Miss Info is here to reign in 2010. Get in, bitches.
Mm.
I know
right,
that's
so
right, Miss Info. You got any more info for me?
She sure do, bitch. She got a lot. Fuck you.
Oh, he just took off on everybody.
Okay, did she read them all in one quick thing, like, honey, AJ, your ad, your coins? But mind you,
she's from Miami. She's not even from up here. That's why I be gagging at how she knows so much there.
Hold on, 347-458, you on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Cast. How you doing, Carla?
Sound just listening for the new year.
Oh, she sounds wrong.
For the new year?
Whoopie, that was not nice.
She sounds wrong, bitch.
Whoopie is the key.
We got to see how he's falling out, though. Oh, shit, no! He's still falling. Next caller, Ebony. Next caller.
What is he now drunk?
Doing strange things for change, honey.
Yeah.
I thought change was made in 2000, honey. We ain't the girls ain't doing change. The girls are doing bills. 646-696. You on the air? Messy with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm looking for Kelly.
What are you looking for me for? What you looking for me for?
If I'm wrong?
Yeah, I want to know what you're looking for me for.
How much
what you looking
like,
for me for?
How much you like Kelly?
You said how much?
Yeah.
Shit, a lot. Shit, I'm calling, right?
When the last time you seen her and what she had on?
Hold on, Nicole. Hold on. You like me so much? My bills are $1,800 this month. You gonna
That's
pay them?
That's right, Kelly. Go off.
Say what? What, $1,800?
My bills are $1,800 this month. My rent is $940. The rest is my cable bill, my cell phone bills, my ADT, and my car in Edison. Are you going to give me $1,800 this month?
Yeah, that ain't shit. I know. I mean, we could work something out. $1,800 ain't shit.
Well, I have your number. I'll call you.
Word.
I got your number. I'll call you. You send me a Western Union. I'll meet you in the village. We'll go out on a date.
Word.
Damn, I gotta turn
away.
Do you know what that seemed like a prostitution thing out loud?
Hey, it is what it is, bitch. At the end of the day, her bill is
$1,800.
At the end of the day, I'm busting my motherfucking ass to pay my motherfucking bills. If you ain't able to pay my motherfucking bills, then baby, listen.
There's no need for you to be around.
What about getting to know somebody? I mean, he has to pay $18.
Getting to know somebody, over the motherfucking internet and the phone was so motherfucking 99, Miss Thang. Dude, it's 2010. You don't get to know nobody over the phone.
You gotta be like, fuck that.
I don't want no
love don't pay the bills.
Y'all go ahead. Y'all go whoop. Y'all do this silly.
That's right, Kelly. Get your money.
917-693. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing? You sound like you upbeat and cheery, girl. What's it?
Kelly,
yeah, we're
coming from Kelly. We're from Boston. We're coming to New York. Where's the party tonight? We in our car.
We're from Boston tonight.
Huh?
It's free to get into Escalitas tonight.
How was tonight?
It's cute. It's free for boys and $20 for girls. But if your ID says mail on it, you're getting for free if you're fem queen.
We're trannies, though.
If your ID says mail, you're getting for free.
Okay. Say hi to my daughter. Her name is Cashmere.
Hi, Cashmere. How you doing, Cashmere? What's T-Ball?
Hi, how are you? I live for you, Kelly.
I live for you too, Mama.
You don't even know her.
Okay.
I shouldn't listen to our show, Mistake. I live for anybody to listen to the show.
Oh.
Okay. You don't even know her.
Kelly, I listen to your show. I listen to you on all the videos, and I live for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Y'all be good. Be safe.
You too.
Shut up,
let me
Nicole.
Let you know something. Anybody that comes on the Blog Talk Radio.
I am going to, if y'all girls are so stupid, y'all don't know. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm from an old school. Okay, all right. Okay, next caller, please. All
listen,
right.
Nicole, anybody that comes on to Blog Talk and listen to myself.
I said no problem, Miss Harrison.
Why I love them? I love them because without them listening to the motherfucking radio show, me, you, Andre, and Whoopi will be a bunch of fags sitting up here just talking, and Jasmine is just sponsoring us for no reason. Without the callers and without the listeners in the chat room.
Talking, you speak for yourself, darling. I'll tell you. I will not be a bunch of fags just sitting up here talking. No, I won't.
We just be talking. We're listening to air. 347-458. You on the air on Messy Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
What you doing?
Damn, I'm just listening.
Do me
back.
Why are you so mad?
Yeah, you real hostile.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
We want to talk to you. We don't want you to just listen.
Oh, nigga, get those big-ass ears off the number one button, bitch.
Oh.
Yes. And Miss Ebony said to tell you to stop pressing one. Get those big ass ears off the number one button. Next caller, please, if we have
you're
one.
You're the dumb bitch.
Okay,
hello,
private caller, name. Private caller. You're on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Cast. How you doing, caller?
Why don't the ballroom observer of the
chat?
Give
it up.
Oh,
what's going on, Father Cola? How you doing?
We're good.
What's good? What's Happy New Year?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh
shit! He told you shut the fuck up.
You want me to shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up.
Why?
Oh shit!
Is that why you calling private?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what you call it, baby. Because you know if I was to know your number, you would never say shut the fuck up again, right?
Shut the fuck up.
All right.
Bitch, he's still telling you shut the fuck up. Bitch, just shut the fuck up.
I want Ballroom Observer to come on this phone. That's what I want. That chat room break. I want her
shut
up on
the fuck
it.
Up.
Oh, shit, he's still there talking. He shut the fuck up. Nicole, this man don't see you.
That man don't see himself. Die clean, black man from where?
Dad from Brooklyn.
Nicole, that was me, bitch.
That was Whoopi, dumbass, wasn't it?
Oh, well, Whoopi.
You know she do the voices. You gotta watch
I'm coming to say bye to everybody. Good night, radio station land. I am hanging up. Good night. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye, Nicole.
Oh, shit.
By Kendrick Ford, by Blackie.
Bye, Andre.
My fat ass East Coast mother. Love you all for loving me.
Bye, Andre.
He's so fucking late.
Y'all should call
me. Bye,
Andre.
I want this brick. I'm sick of her.
Let's call her. We have one.
No, I'm sick of this chat room, and I'm ready to sit. They be sitting there, and I be being very nice. That, what's the name? So Cut Calm, Kelly Cunt, Calm, or Clom, whatever the brick name is. And Ballroom Observer. And even Sexy Hey Poppy sometimes, that be trying it too. And,
Where's Messy Maggie at?
Oh, here he is. What's this? Cut Calm, Cunt. What's this child name right here?
Hold on, Cunty Rare. Hold on.
Cunty Rare, Kick Brocks.
Hold on, y'all. See, caller, do you have my $1,800? You press 1 again.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
646-696, do you have my $1,800?
I love you too, Nikki, but I can't take that room. They be trying it, and they don't want this.
Okay, I guess he ain't got my $1,800 because he ain't saying nothing.
Why are you trying to extort that man?
He said he got it.
You're not a ballroom observer. You're a ballroom asshole. That's what you are.
Hold on, hold on, Nicole. 917-335. You're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing
much.
Y'all got excited.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
What's your name?
Tashawn.
Tashawn. Where you from, Tashawn?
The BX.
Oh, whew. What side? Her side or my side?
Nicole's pussy is black.
Okay, it is like throbbing right now. This is
on
cartwheel.
Be quiet, Tyreek. Her side or my side?
I said whatever side you want me to be on. But I'm from the South Bronx.
Oh, so that means you may be closer to her side. Mm.
Who's her?
The overall mother, East Coast, Kelly, Miss Rahe.
My sexy single and free tour was over on New Year's. I'm not sexy single or free anymore.
Work.
Oh.
He's on your side.
Okay, I'm about to say, I guess he's on your side now, Nicole.
Yeah, so what's going on? What y'all talking about?
You want to talk
everybody.
We talking about everything. You want to recap? We talking about lovers. You gay? You got a man or something? You got a girlfriend? A man? Bisexual? What are you? What do you do? What's your lifestyle?
Oh, he's going to call 347-458. You on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Cast? How you doing?
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year to you. How you doing?
They said that's Lola. That was me. They said in the chat room, Kelly. They said that was Lola.
That's fucked up. Somebody really don't see Lola.
I'ma fuck you girls up in the chat room. Next caller, please, if we have one. Y'all gonna leave Miss Lola alone. Lola is a very nice and sweet girl.
Yeah, she's a sweet girl.
And Miss Jennifer Lopez made that Louis Vuitton song for Miss Lola, because every time you see Miss Lola out, she's in a pair of Louis Vuitton. What, Miss Lola? 860-93 on the air on Messy Tuesdays, the Messy Cast. How you doing, caller? 80923, you're on the air. Okay, I guess you're not on the air. Next caller,
76 and Clay, Kelly.
646-696, you're on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
Yeah, what Kelly at?
Hello?
I'm right
they,
here.
They living for you tonight.
What up? We on that or what? I mean,
ooh.
We on that or on some other shit. What's up?
If you sending me some money.
Yeah, I'm going to send you some money first.
But use what I got to get what I want.
That's my motto.
Why can't you just bring it to you? Why I got to send it? Why I can't bring it to you?
Well, come and bring it to me.
All right, where you at?
Yeah, I'm on Hunts Point and Southern Boulevard.
Hunts Point. Fuck that.
Southern Boulevard. I'm on Hunts Point and Southern Boulevard. If you got Yahoo Message, hit me up on Yahoo Message at Legendary Kelly Mizrahi at Yahoo.com. Hit me up when you at the BP gas station. I'll drive over there and come meet you.
She lives like 5 blocks from there.
Look at this one.
He just said chill.
Next caller, please.
Where is, what's the name of Messy Maggie? She don't be in the chat room no more.
Miss Messy Maggie haven't been around in a long time. 510-586, you're on the air. Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, what's up? I heard Mark 007X Tom was at the club, and all the other cons, they tried to jump on him, and he had to call the police to get escorted up out of the club.
Okay.
We heard that yesterday, too.
So that's the yesterday caller. Thank you for calling in. Next call, please.
Oh, no.
That is a mess.
That's Kelly. She is a key.
Don't be calling in with our OT that I spilled yesterday. I don't miss a beat. I don't sleep, bitch. I work all the time, honey. I'm only on mother. I'm Blog Talk motherfucking radio. And I'm motherfucking Kelly, last name, whatever it is, outside of the scene. I don't miss nothing. 347-702, you on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Mother and Cass. How you doing?
The number here.
How you doing?
What's tea, baby? How you doing?
Nothing, Kelly. Just want to tell you, the Jamaican faggots in Atlanta, we all live for you, honey. We's all in here kicking and listening to y'all on the show, honey.
Thank you very much for listening
right.
to Keen with us, honey.
Atlanta, I love her,
we are here to community, honey.
That whole Jamaican thing, tell us. Show us how that whole Jamaican thing talk. I loved where they talk.
Say
again? Yes, hot boat.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Well, I love the message too much. You're too blood clot mixed up. Wait,
huh?
I love y'all though, honey. Love y'all. Love y'all. I'm gonna keep listening.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Yes, honey. Next caller, please.
We got all type of cultures listening now.
Like all over
the red carpet and 18th, whenever that date is, or whatever that's supposed to be.
Nationwide, honey, baby. We're gonna be here next month on the 23rd for a whole motherfucking year, honey. Bitch, we have been here for a year strong, honey. And trust me. With the backings of my legendary old mother, sister, Jasmine, baby, we about to take this radio show to the next level. We about to give y'all...
Somebody is there talking about what you're talking about.
We about to give y'all the Tens of Chops Viewers' Choice Awards Ball coming up, honey. It's going to be a lot of things in store for Tens of Chops coming in 2010. So, bitches...
Well, where is Jasmine? Because Jasmine, are you there? Because I want to know, I have thoughts, too, you know, right? In your whole Wall Street Foundation, right? Where is
Where'd
Jasmine?
You go?
Okay.
Nicole's the key.
I have stock in Dow Wall Street Foundation.
But we have another caller, 917-335, on the air on Messy Tuesdays with the Messy Cast. How you doing?
Yeah, what up? Y'all cut me off.
Ooh. Oh, go ahead, Nicole. That's you, Nicole.
You wanted to talk.
I said, what was the topic for tonight?
Oh, we just having an open topic. Whatever you want to call in and talk about, if you want to be messy, you want to find out about somebody, whatever you want to know, just say it, right?
Well, I don't even really know. I got this number from one of my peoples.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay, this is going to be fun. Okay, so what do you do? You just hit the right person in the head, one of your peoples. Okay. All right, so what are you straight? Are you gay? Are you bisexual? What are you?
Hold on. You see, Kelly, somebody's in there reading.
Oh, let me see.
Okay, bitch, is there in there reading Amani and you and girl?
You know what? The chat.
Don't worry about it. You know what? Bitches can sit behind a motherfucking screen name all they want and read. But if you was a bold bitch, you read me or Baby Kelly to our motherfucking face. And trust and believe, if you heard anything about me kicking bitches' ass over the 15 years of me being out, bitch, my motherfucking daughter gave me motherfucking chills to my motherfucking asshole, bitch. That bitch tickled my asshole on motherfucking Saturday, bitch, like I had a 10-inch dick in my motherfucking asses. And you bitches know
damn.
I don't like motherfucking dick like that, bitch. So, baby, keep reading her mistake, because when she finds out who it was, she going to tickle your asshole like she tickled mine.
You see how messy this is, Cora? Yeah. Now, what else would you want to say? Answer my question. Are you gay, bisexual, you know, straight? What are you?
I guess I'm gay. I like fucking dudes.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Ever fucked a tranny in the ass before?
Not yet.
Oh, not
well, that
yet.
Sounds
like
raunchy,
bitch. That's your cute Nicole. He said not yet.
Yeah.
Well, you're a raunchy bitch, huh?
Okay, work will be.
She is raunchy. Oh, that's so cute, bitch. Hello. Hi, where you from, Carla? What's your name?
She just said the Bronx, my name.
Bronx. You ain't from no damn Bronx. Where you at in the Bronx?
The South Bronx.
And the South Bronx consists of?
Amor, you know where, what is that shit, St. Anne's, St. Mary's Park?
Oh, okay. You are in the South Bronx. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's nice. That's a nice question. So you on here and you listening to us and you want to be on this line because you like what?
He just told
you. You mean what I like?
He likes fucking dudes in the ass, bitch. That's what he said.
Well, if that's the case, Blackie is right there. That's
okay. No, thank you. I'm fine. I have a boyfriend. I'm good.
He likes fucking
soft dudes. Now, let me rephrase that. I like fucking soft dudes.
You like,
okay, well, then, Nicole, that's your cue, bitch.
Oh,
all of y'all.
Whippy, you see how I jump back? You like fucking what?
He likes cunty boys.
Yeah.
He's like cunty butt.
Oh, so you aggressive. You're an aggressive. You a top?
Yeah.
I didn't sound convincing.
Oh, shit.
You think he's a fem queen trying to be a boy?
That's somebody just playing on the phone, and y'all sitting here giving him life like that. That's the whole thing.
I ain't giving nobody no life. I'm getting just as much as life as he's getting is on his phone wherever he's going.
Nowhere.
No, he's outside. He's going somewhere. I've been listening.
No shit.
Exactly.
You always pay attention to the background.
But ain't no soft boys on here unless he go in the chat room. He'll find a bunch of soft boys in there.
So.
You don't want to go talk in our chat room? You can go talk to OK Bitch. She probably got a real good surprise for you. Boardroom Observer will give you something for your life. And, you know, there's probably a lot of things that you can get going on up in here.
What's the chat room?
The chat room is like...
Will you find you some soft boys to fuck in the butt?
What?
The chat room is where you can find you some soft boys to fuck in the butt.
How old are you, Bronx boy? How old are you?
Bronx boy.
32.
30?
Oh, that's old.
Oh, shit.
That is not old, Whoopi. That's old.
Oh,
Whoopi.
Let's get to the nitty gritty,
because y'all playing with it. I'm about to get to the nitty gritty, Kelly, but you go ahead, because I'm about to get real raunchy with them.
Hold on. I was sitting here and I was letting Nicole and Whoopi do the interview, but y'all not interviewing right. Let's get to the nitty gritty, okay? You like soft bottom boys. How big is the dick?
It can't work, Kelly, because you know me. I go broke in on them.
Oh, 9.5.
Okay, 9.5. Whoopi, you stop talking. That dick is too big for you. Nicole, take it over.
Oh, shit.
She can't take it.
No, Whoopi, you can't take it. That's why she told you to stop talking.
Hey, guys, try it.
How tall are you, Bronx boy? Because that's what we're going to call you, Bronx boy.
I'm about 6'1".
He's too tall for Nicole.
You dark skin or light skin?
Dark skin.
Yeah,
Nicole don't want him.
What's your sign?
A Pisces.
Yeah, Nicole don't want him. He got 2 strikes against him. He's tall, he's dark skinned. She don't want him. Do you got braids or how was your haircut?
I don't got a haircut. I got dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah, she definitely don't want you because she wants somebody she can take to the Dominicans with her and get their hair washed and set. No, she don't want you.
He got dreadlocks, bitch.
You can't take that to get a wash in the
set. Not your dick size, like your weight. How much you weigh?
190.
Oh yeah, you definitely Nicole don't want you.
Well, I got a nice 6'5" pussy bottom right here right now. That said, call him.
Nicole, Kelly, don't disrespect my son. Because
he's a treasure snatcher, so it doesn't matter if you have a lover.
Don't disrespect my son. That's not my daughter.
And he said he's a pussy puss bottom, honey. He said you can come over here and we on the same side of the Bronx as you. And you can fuck him down.
Oh, no. My son ain't say all that.
Thank you, Mommy. I definitely want to thank you for calling in, Bronx boy. Save the number in your phone. We here Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday from 11 to 1, sometimes to 2, sometimes to 3. Save the number, okay? 347-458. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy Mother and Cass. How you doing?
12 inches of fun.
What'd you say?
Oh.
12 inches of fun. You can keep the change. Next caller.
Ew.
Bitch, keep the motherfucking change. Whoopi can't put that in her mouth nor her ass, let's say.
That's gotta have a tight hole, bitch.
973-687. You're on the air. I'm in cab. How you doing? 973-687. Okay,
oh,
I guess you're not on the air,
917.
973, next caller, please. Bitch, 973-6 on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you on the air, baby.
What the fuck was that?
What was that? Bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hi,
everybody. How you doing?
We doing fine. You having sex over there? You sound like you fuck it.
Is she jerking off?
Okay.
You think I know you ain't jerking off to the sound of Whoopi's voice? What the fuck?
You know, my voice can get real pornographic in here.
678-201. You on the air on Messy Tuesdays with Messy Mother and Cass. How you doing, Power Bottom?
Oh, leave my count alone, Kelly.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Chubby Snatcher.
What's the tea?
Nothing. Did you snatch anything for 2010?
She did, and then
yeah,
they snatched them right back.
I did, but then somebody took them from me. I gagged.
Oh, oh shit.
Dexter.
Oh. I did hear Dexter snatch your treasure.
He did, but it's okay. I'm getting back. Paid.
Oh, I know. That's right.
No, just
that's what's up exploiting my child like that.
I just want to say hey everybody, hey Nicole, hey everybody else, hey Daddy.
Whoopi, AJ say you sound hard.
Oh shit.
Watch. Miss AJ, keep it cute, bitch, because I heard you take dates for $80, bitch.
Ooh.
Don't you ever motherfucking do it, girl.
$80?
347-331, you on the air on Messy Tuesday with Messy Mother and Cass. How you doing, Carla?
How you doing, Kelly? I love this show. This is Gia Infinity, and I want to give a shout-out to legendary Lionel Infinity. It's his birthday tonight. Hey, we just wanted to say the Infinities are coming out, and we're coming back to Storm Bay. Okay, have fun. Thank you.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday, Lionel. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lionel.
Okay, next caller, please. I'm going to fuck you up, Tasha. Private caller, you on the air on Messy Tuesday with the Messy Mother and Messy Cass. How you doing, private caller?
Hi, yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you.
Yeah, I want to know why the Waki, Ebony, and Meaty ball is canceled.
Cool.
I don't know why they ball is canceled.
Oh, because, you know, I bought my ticket and everything just to go there, and it's canceled. I'm pretty upset.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that. I'm leaving on Friday to go to Oakland.
Oh.
No, somebody else said that today, too, that it was canceled.
Oh, it is canceled?
I don't know. Somebody hit me up today. Somebody else hit me up today and said the same thing. That's why they were saying it, but they're going to go to Atlanta because they both was canceled. I don't know if it's true or not, though.
Well, it was canceled. Well, the Icon Ball will be up here.
Not the Icon Ball.
January 16th. If you have your real hair and you think that you are a femme queen, Kelly will be at the back of the runway. Bring the motherfucking noise. I will be watching. It's going to be a night to remember.
I already brung the noise at the awards ball with my real hair. The only thing that wasn't mine was the two blonde tracks that was.
Oh, girl, we talked about this. You have something for me with this real hair. So now, I want you to help those girls come after you with your real hair because it's a realist category and we want to see your hair.
Right before the awards ball, I cut all my hair off for the awards ball and put two blonde tracks in the front of my hair. All of that you seen at the awards ball was my hair, with the exception of the two blonde tracks. How you doing?
Okay, bring it.
So I'm already ready. All I have to do is go get another shape up. Next quarter, please. So, girls, you know Mother's ready. Oh, shit, I ain't got time. Tyreek, tell the girls good night.
Good night.
Nicole, tell the girls good night.
Good night, everyone. I love everyone.
Whoopi, tell the girls good night.
Good night. Good night.
Jasmine, tell the girls good night. Oh, Jasmine's gone. Jasmine, are you where? Oh, well, I guess Jasmine's gone. I'm the legendary overall mother of the House of Ms. Right, East Coast overall mother of the House of Ms. Right, Ms. Day. Whatever you do, Ms. Day, whatever park or whatever club you go to tonight, Ms. Day, and you're having sex or you're picking somebody up in the bathroom, make sure you do practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. Please do not use a New York City condom. They do break for Magnum and wrap it up. I love you all for loving me, and we'll be back here for tomorrow night for another installment of Lesson with the Icon. Kelly Mizrahi. Night. You say you want me if you do the